Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Welcome, everybody. If you can hear me, this is Saturday Night Show with Tel Russo. Mr. Russo won't be in. He'll be in an off-out. He had death in the family. So we'll get the show going tonight and get something going. If anyone wants to talk about something, let's get it going. Let's call it Free Throw Saturday Night. We heard that Oklahoma did visit California, and let's see what we can get going. See if we have any callers here. Has anyone heard about the banquet? As far as I'm getting the banquet going this year, hopefully everything will be announced within the next week or two. Jay Barnes should be announcing the banquet for everyone to attend. Hopefully everybody can attend this year. We get enough notice to attend. But has anyone heard of any racing this weekend? Please chime in, get in, get on. Let's see if we can get going on for the night. Let's see if we can check a mic here. Hello, caller, your mic is open. Hello? Hello? Hello?
You got a thing in Hennessy, you got a thing over there. You can make a dent.
Hey, Shake. Shake. Shake and bake. Shake and bake.
Not to do the same thing.
Shake and bake. Shake and bake. Well, I guess we'll put him on hold. But, yeah, guys, let's all send a prayer out to Mr. Russo's family. He had death in the family. He said he will be on tonight periodically in and out, but he had to go to a wake tonight to go view a family member. But hopefully we can get something going on tonight, get it going. But I do know that Oklahoma did invade California. I don't know about any more local racing this week. Hopefully we can get somebody to get on and chime on. But I think we, you know, hopefully we get this banquet going on this year and find out what's going on. BET should be calling him pretty soon. I know he has something to say tonight. Hopefully we can get Mr. BET on. Uncle Larry and them are working on their car. I talked to Uncle Larry yesterday and said that they're working on Leroy's car, and hopefully it should be done pretty soon for next year to go to Fat Tuesday. And hopefully we can hear from Uncle Larry tonight, too. I don't know if we're having technical difficulties or not, but we should have everyone. Mics are open and ready to go, whoever wants to talk. Please chime in if you want. Hit the one button, and we will open up your mic and get it going. Other than that, I'm going to hit another promo real quick for us, and we should get the show going.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, gentlemen, we're back. Mr. Russo was trying to get in to let everyone know what's going on, and hopefully we should know something pretty soon here. If you like, hit the one button, and we can get something started. I have one question I wanted to ask everybody. Is the stipend really getting too bad for the game? I was watching some guys over in, I want to say it was over in Arkansas, seen them doing a lot of stipping. Stipping really, really pushing that far. Talked to Long Island Joe, and he said, yeah, it's becoming a big thing now with stipping. I hope it's not hurting the game. I like to see the more videographers do. The guys, Average Joes who race, Detroit Hood did a real nice one where he had showed everybody racing at a race. He showed everyone and anyone who was racing there that day. If you get a chance, check out Detroit Hood. Check out his channel and watch it. Going to see if Shake and Bake is ready to talk. Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake. I guess not. But, yeah, gentlemen, hopefully we can get the show going tonight, going real good. Say anything you want to talk about, get off your chest. Let's talk about it, get it going. I got a last-minute call from Mr. Russo, saying his family member passed away, so everyone please, say a prayer for him and his family and hope everything works out for him well. And, hopefully we can get this thing going.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
All right, gentlemen, we did another promo. I have someone on the line. They said they're going to call in, and hopefully we can get this thing rolling tonight. Did anyone particularly hear Butt Naked is about ready to come back out? He's talked to him today. His car is done. He said he just got a couple things he got buttoned up, and he will be ready to go. Hopefully we can hear from Butt Naked tonight if he's not babysitting. Shake and Bake hit his button again. See if we can get him on this time. Shake and Bake. Shake and bake. Shake and bake. Shake and bake. Got your mic over, man. Guess we'll put him on hold again, fellas. But, yeah, Oklahoma did go out and invade California. If you go to Active Hood Rich TV, he has a couple of videos up. Hopefully, Pooh will call in tonight and we can hear what he's got to say about what happened out there in California. I heard that it was good and bad, and I heard it was bad. So let's find out who was good and who was bad out there. Hopefully, we will find out what's going on for the night. Pretty soon, hopefully he will be calling in and letting us know what's happening out that way. Also, a good friend of mine, the Riddler, Johnny Williams from Detroit, Johnny, is doing real well with his car this year. For the first time having it out, last year he had it out, had some, you know, he was tweaking it and getting it together, but Johnny's doing a good job this year. We had our buddy on last week, Doozy from Detroit, and Doozy was calling out Skip, so we don't know if that's going to happen tonight or not. Kind of heard a rumor that they may be on the show tonight, trying to get that together tonight. But like I say, you guys got anything you want to talk about? You know, I just didn't want to start the show off. Telling people we didn't need to talk about, kind of want to get a feel and see what people did want to talk about, and hopefully we can get them to call in and get something going tonight on the show. Cadillac Joe was on the show tonight. He sounded real good, impressive. Joe wanted to see some racing. Joe, if you're out there, he was on the show tonight, sounding real good, like he had something he was going to do. And I wish everyone well. I hope everyone had a happy holidays, good Thanksgiving. Everybody was doing well. So we got a caller. Let's check us out. 734-7294. Your mic is live. How you doing?
All right, what's up, Kev? This is Corey.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Doing all right?
Yeah,
just
man.
Calling in.
I heard you.
Nothing much, man. Just calling in to support the show.
Man, I appreciate that. How's everything coming? I seen your dad the other day. He was doing good.
Yep.
How's the car coming?
Oh, the car coming along good. You know, just
good,
getting ready for next year.
Well, you're going to be one to reckon with. You're going to be one to reckon with next year. I know you've been doing your hard work and your research and stuff, you know. I know you're going to get it together, brother. You always have. You said you had to sit back for a minute, see what was going on. I think you did, huh?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So you got the, did you get rid of the silver car? You got a new one? I heard you got a new one.
No, I still got my silver car.
Okay. So you're gonna be ready to rock and roll. Did you hear anything out there about California and Oklahoma racing?
No.
Yeah, they was out there doing that street shootout in the street, and I heard a little bit about it, and I heard that they were they did get down and did engage, but I don't know what was the outcome.
No, okay.
Trying to hopefully get a caller to call in tonight and you know, get the show, hear about the show, how the show was going out there. I do know you hear Doozy wanted to lock up with Skip last week. I wonder.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I heard they was going to try and do it pretty soon.
Yeah, that'd be something to see.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I think it's going to be a hell of a race to see. I really would like to see that go down. Hopefully, like I say, we'll have somebody from California call in tonight and let us know what's happening out there, what happened with the fellas out there. I know, like I say, if anybody do know Active Hood Rich out in California puts his videos up on YouTube, you can, you know, if anyone wants to check it out while we are on the show, check it out. Please let us know what's going on. Did your brother get his car done?
Yeah, it'll be out next year.
Okay, the old man got the red sled ready?
Yeah, it'll be out. We're getting close.
Okay. Well, I know you, what, you done or you just about done?
Yeah, I'm done. My car ready to go.
Damn. Yeah, man, you have to come by the house and check it out, see what you got going on there.
Man, come on, you know where we at.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But I'm gonna go ahead and put my phone on mute, man. I go ahead and
okay,
listen
brother.
To the show.
All right, bro. We're gonna keep got Shake and Bake on here. I'm trying to get Shake back on. So yeah. Hang on in there with us tonight.
All right, cool.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, anyone, like I say, wants to, mics are open, whoever wants to get on and talk, hit the one button. We trying to get the show rolling, get something good to talk about tonight. I also wanted to talk about, Buttneck was talking about, and a couple other guys talking tonight about how much it costs to travel with these cars and expenses and everything else. People just don't realize when we hurt something, or just to make it to a show, what it costs us to get there. And unfortunately, last year wasn't a good year for me. I just kind of laid low because things didn't go the way I wanted them to go. But I've worked on the car and should be ready next year to do a little traveling, do a little hanging out with the fellas, doing some racing in the lays. Now, let's see if we can get Shake and Bake back on this show. He got his mic open, but fellas, somehow he ain't answering, so let's check and see. Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake. I don't know what's going on. I'm using mic again. But, I know there's a race going down in Florida. Baldy has a race coming up. Oh, matter of fact, today... Was Crew Chief, I think Crew Chief had a race today. If anybody knows anything about it, please let us know what's going on. But Crew Chief's race, hopefully we should hear something, get called in. We're trying to see if we can get Dog on here to let us know what's going on with the race tonight down in Florida. Other than that, I'm going to try to see if I can get Uncle Larry on. Uncle Larry might, I think he's down there. I don't know if Cadillac Joe, I think Cadillac Joe said he was going this week. I'm not for sure. Kid, if you out there, hit the one button. I know Kid would know. I don't know if Kid and Cadillac Joe were another night talking about they may be going. Hopefully we get them on. Hopefully we can get the guys call in and we can get something going good tonight. But like I say, you know, it was one topic I, you know, did want to discuss, but we got a caller that's coming. I'm going to hit the caller up, 773-7115. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Kevin?
What's up, kid? What's going on, baby?
Shit, nothing much, man. Just chilling, man.
Yeah,
in,
brother,
get support.
Oh, appreciate it. Mr. Russell had a death in the family, so called him at the last minute to get it going, said he will be on as soon as he can get on, but he had to be at the funeral home tonight for a minute, so.
Yeah, sorry to hear
but, I was telling everybody to send a prayer out to his family. Hope we can get, you know, hope everything goes well for him. Did you hear anything about, the race this weekend?
No, I called, left a text with Biz, and I left a text with, DJ Grant and Mississippi Joe and all of them, I guess they have probably just now really getting started, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I haven't
I
heard
think
anything.
So.
Yeah, they down there in Clearwater, Florida, you know.
Yeah, I know Crew Chief was supposed to run. Who was he saying he was going to run that night with the truck? He had locked in.
Yeah,
I
forgot
Dog,
who it was, but he had a locked-in race.
Yeah, I know Dog. And, Dog was locked in with somebody.
And
Tony
Cole
Byers
Killer,
was
he was locked
show.
In
with. Who the Cole Killer
I forgot. Shit, you know, they'd be talking early in the weekend. Shit, I'd even forgot about them unless I write them down.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I forgot to write down. Lucy, I called Tao, let him know what's going on, and he writes it down. And,
mm-hmm.
and but he called and said he had a death in the family. He had been trying to get in touch with me because I had to work yesterday and
mm-hmm.
early this morning. So he called me at the last minute. But, yeah, it sounds like there's going to be some good racing going on, my man.
Yeah, it should.
What's happening at what you guys got scheduled over there in Chicago for next year?
Shit, nothing much, man. You know, it's probably going to help Leroy get his car together and try to get on down there to Hattiesburg and shit. You know,
I believe Leroy called me today and said, Uncle Larry called me today and said they're trying to get everything situated and hopefully make it to Fat Tuesday Hattiesburg. And, you know.
By the time Drag should have something back together.
Yeah, I meant to call Drag. How is he doing?
Oh, he's doing pretty good. I haven't talked to him a couple of weeks, but he's doing all right.
Good.
Yep. But you know what, though? I want to ask you, have you ever seen... Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Have you ever seen the House of Hook racetrack?
I've seen on video.
DVD or whatever?
Yes, sir.
Okay, My question to you is, okay, you know the track, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know the concrete barriers, right? That
yes,
run
sir.
Along the
I
side of the track.
Yes,
I noticed, maybe it was playing tricks on me, but it was grass in between the edge of the track and the concrete barriers. Is that true?
I tell you what, we can double check. We can get online and look, and let's check and see. That don't sound too cool, do it?
You know it, too? I don't saw that in a couple of them tracks down in the south. And I'm saying to myself, you got grass growing in between the edge of the track and the concrete barrier, which are maybe about a foot, 2 feet. You know, that's real dangerous.
Yeah.
One of them slick come off of that track and hit that grass, you know, that's slipping just like snow.
Yes, sir. It's like ice. Yes, sir. It ain't going to be nothing pretty.
You know, like I said, I was wondering, was my eyes playing tricks on me or whatever?
Maybe we got some calls from something. Call in and comment on that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ain't
no way I won't race on no track like that.
Yeah, I did notice that the track, you do run uphill a little, like for the burnout. And then I know at the end of the track, uphill. I kind of like to go on uphill. Seems like it helps slow the car down.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But I'm talking about that maybe a foot or 2 feet of grass growing in between the edge of the track and the concrete barrier.
Okay.
That ain't nothing nice.
I'm gonna get on right now. Mm-hmm. See if I can see if we can see what's happening over at the House of Hook.
I saw a few of them tracks down there like that. You know what I'm saying?
I got a chance to look at Phoenix. Is that Phoenix City?
Phoenix
Dragway? Yeah, it
looks
like I heard it's a nice little hooking track. I heard it's it looks to seem like a decent track. I wouldn't mind visiting.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's right there on the border of the eastern part of Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, hey, you know what I was
going
to say? Have you ever seen this movie called Cadillac Records?
Yeah.
With Beyonce in it. They go on through
right.
town, and it says Holly Springs, Mississippi. And I thought about Wick.
Yeah.
We got another caller. Let's see who this is. We got a 312-0684. Your mic is open.
Happy after all of this.
Everybody.
Hello?
What's going on,
Larry? Happy after holiday to all of y'all, man. How y'all doing?
We doing good, happened. Sir. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm full, you know. That's why I'm telling everybody else I hope they had a go because I'm really tight.
Yes, sir. I did. My grandmother
yes,
cooked
sir.
A delicious dinner. I enjoyed myself with the family and the old lady and had a good time.
Yes,
ate
sir.
Ate real good.
Yes, sir.
Need to lose,
yes, sir.
Need to lose some weight to climb back up in the car. So, Uncle Larry, how's it looking for you for Hattiesburg? You guys are looking pretty decent to make it, or are you just kind of just taking it day by day?
Yeah, we're looking, well, if the good Lord smiles, we're going to make it. Right now, we're looking at Baldy's. You know, Baldy's going to be coming before Hattiesburg, so we're looking forward to going to Baldy's. But Hattiesburg also got a new possibly. That things go according to his plan, we definitely might be sitting there with our boxing gloves on, you know. So, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time, but we looking forward to this, man. We took our time and we didn't wait for this time, and I think it's right around the bend now. So, we get ready to come back.
I hate to see that happen to you guys. You guys are some good guys, you know. But you guys did, you know. I know you guys are in the rebuilding stage right now, so, you know, we hope everything work out for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's all part of the game. You know, when
yes,
it's being part of the game, you know, we don't want to come back the same way we was. We want to do better, you know. So, you know, we definitely have intentions on making an impact in the game, you know, because,
yes, sir.
You know, we want to be complete. We want to be able to compete. We don't want to be no pushovers. You know,
yes,
so.
Sir. One more caller, Uncle Larry and Kid. We got 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who is this? Cadillac?
It's Cadillac. What's going on, man? Happy lady Thanksgiving. Holidays, everybody. Kid. And
what's going on, Joe?
What's happening, man?
Nothing happening.
What's going on, baby boy?
Hey, man, I'm feeling like Larry, man. I'm cool, man. I got a tight belly, man. Hey, I'm tight, and it's all the way right. What's going on?
Oh, man, we just hanging in there, you know. We just Mr. Russo had a loss in the family, so he had to run over to a funeral home tonight to take care of some business, but he said he would be on the show tonight, so we wish his family well. Prayers go out to him.
No doubt, yeah. No doubt, man.
So, Kelly, did you hear anything about the race tonight?
No, I ain't heard nothing. What happened?
We trying to find out. We working on it, trying to find out what's happening over there right now. Kid said he did some texting, so hopefully we'll get someone to call in and let us know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I know you had to do some betting over that way this weekend, didn't you?
Oh, man, no doubt, man. Hey, man, I'm in it to win it, man. I know Mike Hill done went down there and laid that number down and got that cheese. I'm going to eat good whenever I see him, me and Kid. We got 3 meals.
You got that right.
Hey, we going to get it in, bro.
Nothing but steak and lobster, huh?
Man, hey, whatever it do. I don't know that G5 guy, man, thought he had somebody on the wire was scared. Man, come on, let's get in. 1, 2, 3, let's do it.
G5.
He in that G5. G5 to the
T. That's T5. I think that's T5.
T5?
Yeah, T5.
G5.
Yeah, T5.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to miss say nobody name wrong. I don't want no trouble.
No, it ain't trouble. We just want to make sure you get the check from the right place.
That's right. I don't want to get the right check now.
What? Hey, Joe, I'm standing I'm standing behind you. I'm not going to stand in front of you. I'm standing behind you when you collect that money.
All righty, all righty. Uncle Larry, you been fishing? You got any fish, Uncle Larry?
Man, plenty.
Huh?
Plenty. Plenty.
Man, I need to get up with you, man, so I can get some fish, man.
Man, listen, man, I was thinking about doing that old fillet thing and fixing up some like that. And when we come down there to Florida, we bring that butter. Oh, man, we're going to get over in the corner. We're going to hoop to do, man.
Hey, well, I'll be there. So, man, I'm going to make sure I got a good appetite. I can get tight right back again, like right.
Yes, sir. Come out. Where I went and got these from, you can't eat a whole one.
What?
No, you can't eat a whole one. If you eat a whole one, you're going to have to go lay down somewhere and get you some rest, man.
See, I'm going to lay down on my stomach.
Yes, sir. No, you got to lay on your side. You ain't going to be able to lay on your stomach. That's going to be too much pressure.
Hey, Charles, Cadillac, Joe, you're going to be a teeter-totter you lay on that stomach.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Hey, I bet you ain't kind of like Joe. A lot of people ain't never seen a 3-pound crappie.
Man, what? I ain't seen a long time. That's one big as your hand.
18 inches long.
Yeah,
and when you got 84 of them like that, a whole lot of people can eat.
Ooh, man, yes, everybody can eat, yeah. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Put the tribe together. Let's eat.
Yes, sir. And be merry.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Uncle Larry, that'd be some good fellowship right there, sir. I think you bring the crowd together You'd be like Moses.
Ain't no doubt about it. See, I have to slow them down. I do some in filet, and I do the other ones kind of on the whole side and split them.
Mm-hmm.
If they get that filet in their mouth, man, they're going to be eating in a hurry, so you have to slow them down. Kind of crack them in the half, because that crappie, boy, I tell you, boy, I just ain't had nothing no better.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Larry's with his egg crack.
I used to tell the kids, man, that crappie's so good, tell me, I have to take my shoes off when I'm eating, man, because my feet ball up like that.
Get out of here. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Hey, Kid, did you get that package yet, Kid?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I'll have it for you tomorrow. I'm going to grab them and stuff, so I'll see you over at the meeting place.
Right.
Yeah, and if I go by there and you ain't there, you think it'll be safe to leave it with Gucci?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. All you got to do is just hit my phone and I'll meet you over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know what? I got a question for everybody. And you don't have to comment if you don't want. Plead the fifth, whatever you want. I guess we've been going around about who's graduates of the year. We're not going to particularly get into it unless you guys want to. But my question is, if a man goes to you and asks you a criteria to win it or to compete in it, and you do it, don't you think you should have a fair shake at it? I know Wick went to the K Bar and talked to him, and, you know, we've been kind of going back and forth. Some people say Cold Killer. Some people say Tony Bynes. Some people say Wick. Do you think there should be another category to, like, MVP or undefeated graduates of the year or what?
Well, Kevin, in my opinion, I'm going to just give you my opinion right quick, since I had nobody said nothing right off the bat.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it this way. If we only have the category for drag race of the year.
Okay.
And that's the only category that we have, then for you to give it to somebody that just raced all year long and overlook the fact that a man has had a undefeated season is not going to be fair. So that's what I was trying to explain to him when I talked to him before. We need to open up some more avenues, man, because of the simple fact that we're not here to discredit anybody for what they have done.
We're here to try to keep this thing going good so we can make 2014 a better year than what 2013 is. You know, so I think we need some more categories, man, you know. That's what I think.
I agree, because it gives different people.
I definitely agree with that. We need some because we done outgrew the other category.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I agree with that too. But the reason I would go with Cold Killer is by his undefeated record. If he hadn't went undefeated or maybe lost one or two, then I would have went with Whit because Whit has, I think, raced in a lot more races than Cold Killer has. But by him going undefeated, hey, man, you can't beat that with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that, kid. You know, and we don't want to take the credit away from nobody for what they've done, you know, but with the category being what it is, with the category being what it is, drag racer of the year, he got to be the drag racer of the year, you know, because of the simple fact that if we overlook the fact that he had an undefeated season, you know, then there's other avenues you can look at, too, you know, because would it be different when Jay Bonds, from what I understand, when he permitted it to have, it was okay for dudes that had groups of cars, then that's not fair to a person that has one automobile, because if you got five automobiles and you bring all five of them, you race, and the other person got one car and he raced one time, then you got four up on him already. You know what I'm saying? But if you go individual cars, then that would be nothing said. But because of the simple fact that was said, I think that's kind of what was kind of a little bit confusing about it. So, you know, it's just like a man, when a man has one child and he moves up to four children, he got to make more room, you know. So we need to make some more room for a few more categories so we can get everybody something to work forward to and everybody will be satisfied at the end of the year.
Exactly.
let me say this. Or would you make him make a category for MVP like they do in basketball?
Yes, sir.
That would be nice.
Right,
yeah.
That sounds good.
And then that would be room for Cold Killer to get the MVP, and then probably the drag racer of the year.
Right. You know, it's just about, you know, really just being fair, man, not, you know, looking down on nobody or trying to be one-sided, but you got to be fair with it, man. And the categories that we already have, he really don't fit in that.
Uh-huh.
Cold Killer really don't fit into that category.
Well, you know, Cadillac, with us leaving and going so far, Cadillac, the average traveling that they do, it takes us that long to get out of one state. You understand what I'm saying? So with us doing this, we feel that this is something good for us to go and blend in and join in and have fun with, because that's what we're looking forward to. So our thing with it is to try to support the thing that's going to make this thing good. As far as the personal shit and all that stuff is concerned, we ain't with that program because drag racing is not personal. Drag racing is a sport, it's fun, it's fellowshipping, and so far and so on. And we want to try to keep it on that level, you know, on that level, because if we keep it on that level, it's going to make it good. It's going to make a lot of people want to keep on joining.
Right. And it's going to make more, more guys get involved, more women get involved, you know, so they can fight for that category at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, I, in my personal opinion, I think Wick did the right thing. He said, hey, what do I need to do to compete for Grudge Racer of the Year or what category? And I think the man did it.
I think
Cold Killer should get MVP of the year, and then my first opinion, Wick should get Grudge Racer of the year.
But then if we take MVP and throw it in right now before the banquet and so far and so on, then I think that might cause a little havoc, you know, and that's what we're trying to get around. So my thing that when they lay the floor back now this time, have whatever four categories or something of that nature, six categories or however many categories that they're going to have, and let everybody shoot for you know, whatever it is that they want to shoot for. You know,
right.
And then it would help the situation, you know. That's what I think, because of the simple fact that now, because we don't have MVP and we do go with Drag Racer of the Year, I got to go along with Kid, hand down. It's got to be Cole Killer because he had an undefeated season. You know, because if he don't win it, then that means that everything that he done did this year, it don't count for nothing. And we can't do that because it wouldn't be fair, you know, in my own personal opinion. But if it was another avenue open, then it wouldn't be no discrepancies because one person could win this and the next could win this, and
right.
People would be satisfied with it, and we can keep this thing on moving, man, and keep it growing and keep a smile on people's face, bring other people on in, and then, hey, let's get rid of it. 2014 right around the corner.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. I totally agree. I just think that we need to open up more avenues, more things for guys to fight for. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it would bring more actors to the game. It would bring more guys to race to compete for that. Well, how do you guys feel like about a point system or something? Do you think that's, you know, trying to keep the argument down or whatever?
Well, I don't know. You know, in my own personal opinion, I don't think enough of our voices is being heard as being fans. You know,
right.
The fans' voices need to be heard, too, because I feel like we play an important part of the game, too. And when I'm saying fans, I'm saying immediate fans because of the simple fact that if it's a vote on something, something of that nature, you know, I think that we should have a say-so in certain things. Not in everything, but in certain things, you know. And, you know, if it was a selection for MVP, I think all of us should be able to give our opinion on who we like for the MVP, who we like for the Grudge Race of the Year. You know, and with them asking us, they can take a poll from where they go before they make their votes, you know.
Right.
And then we can go from there, make it easier, you know. And fairer.
Well, Uncle Larry, you got another caller here. You got 773-3490.
Okay.
That's over there, Mike and Steve. They want to get in on this. I think it's
okay.
A good subject.
All right.
773-3490, Uncle Larry. Caller, who are you? Hello? 708. Nope, 773 dropped. They dropped on us, guys. All right, let's go back to what he's talking about. Like I said, my personal thing is that Wick went, you know, he went to the president of the organization and said, hey, you know, what is it I need to do to try and get, you know, what is it I need to do to get into this program, to be Grudge here? And I think the man, you know, you can't knock a man for going to action. You know, what do I need to do? And he's competed to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, he had a legitimate question. So, you know,
yes,
like I said, though, you know, by Cole Killer going 9-0 at this point, I recommend that he be considered Drag Racer of the Year. Witt came in a very, very close second because of all the racing that he did. You know, that's my opinion, you know.
Right.
Had it not
been for him going having an undefeated season, kid, like you said, hands down, Wick.
Right.
You know, hands down. I don't see nobody. I didn't. Matter of fact, as far as those two were concerned, I didn't see nobody that was running close to him when it comes to Grudge Racing. Now, maybe in what they call that, shootout racing or something of that nature. You know, a lot of folks want to take, because they bet when they do their shootouts, they want to say it's a Grudge Race too. Well, I think those are two different categories. Shootout is one category, Grudge Race is another.
Great. Uncle Larry, you got that caller back, 773-3490. Your mic is open. 773-3490.
What's up,
D?
What's happening?
My brother.
Hey, it's D, man. What's happening?
Hey.
I've really been staying out of the air the last couple of days. It really wasn't talking about subject, but you're back on my subject now.
Sure.
I miss most of the shows I'm at work, but let me say this here again. I think one of the problems we're having, Larry just said it best, the fans don't have enough input in what's going on. I'm going to give you a scenario on what I said about that when I said the fans. I called a show last week. I don't know who hosts the show, but it's on Thursday night. But whoever
that
was
that would be.
I
think that's a Maryland show.
Don't mention that. Rena, I'm going to tell you why I said that.
Okay.
Because he asked me was I a Grudge Inc. member, and I said no. He disconnected my mic, told me he was about to have a meeting or something of that nature. And he disconnected a lot of mics, a lot of phones he calls, you know. And stuff like that should be handled earlier during the day. You shouldn't wait until the time of the show. This show is supposed to be done for the fans. It has, revolved into just a show of arguments among the Grudge racers. That's one. Two, I don't care what no one say. Some things you just know you're right in. Some things you guess you're right in. And this one, I think I just know I'm right in. We need to get away from trying to please everyone. It can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
It has never been done, and it's not going to be done. If you win, you should win an award, then, hell, you should just win an award. It doesn't matter who came in. The person that come in second is just the last one, the first one to finish last. That's how it is. Someone got to finish second. Someone got to finish first. I just don't see no way possible to take an undefeated record and then – when you compare it, and I jaw Jack at Wick a lot. I like Wick. I've never met the man, but I'm pretty sure when Wick and I do see each other in person, it's going to be like we've been brothers all our lives. Now, getting past the jaw jacket, just kicking it with him, Cold Killer beat his two fastest cars.
Right.
And another thing I think we keep missing is that we're putting Wick as the number one contender mainly because he made himself that. But Dunn, he had a damn good year. And we keep leaving him out. We keep leaving him out.
Yeah.
I did the numbers one night for Wick, and I showed him, if you do the numbers, Dunn, he had a better year. And you mentioned doing a point system. If you do a point system, how do you beat 1,000%? Cole Kittle will have 1,000%. Okay, how do you do the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have 1,000%. If you lost one race, that man still beats you out on a point system. So what am I saying? It should be no way he's not Grudge Racer of the Year. I said it before and I said it again. Even with Tony Bynes getting it twice, it should have never been done because they should have stipulated a better way of doing it. You got Grudge Driver, a Grudge Racer. A person driving multiple cars, he should never be Grudge Racer of the Year. He should be Grudge Driver of the Year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've made the statement several times, and it just makes so much more sense. You know, I mean, it just makes a lot more sense. Now, I can sell myself to the public. Wick has done a damn good job of that. He's done a damn good job of selling himself. He's a likable person. Cold Killer says some things on the air that would tend to make you think he's not a likable person. But when you see him, you tend to think different. But everyone likes Wick. It's going to make it easy to vote for him because everyone likes him. But we need, I won't say we because I'm not part of this thing. I just like listening to, you know, the show. But I think myself personally, this MVP deal and all these other awards, that's making an attempt to please everybody. And it should not even be started because you can't do it. It should never even get started. It should not get off the ground. It needs to be killed right now.
Okay, Carl,
let
me just one scenario and just, you know, see what you think about this and everybody else. Okay, like in AHRA, they have multiple things for guys to fight for. It might be super stock. It might be funny car. It might be whatever. I'm just saying that I think that we need to open up some more categories for these guys to fight for. I think we'll get more
we'll get more people at the banquet. And I understand what you're saying, too. It's, you know, it's not a likable thing. But then, too, I mean, you know, look at Wick. I mean, he travels. He travels just as much as the rest of the guys do, you know.
Probably more.
Right. You know, he takes his ass with us and he gives them, you know. But the thing of
it
is,
let me say this about the traveling. There's only one thing, I won't say only one thing, there's one major thing I look at about him doing the traveling. And I repeat what I just said, he probably traveled more. But when Jay Bonds gave the criteria, and I've asked him myself a few times, when he gave the criteria, when he gave the criteria for being Grudge Race of the Year, traveling was only one part of the criteria. That's only one part.
All right, can you shoot it? Can you remember? Can you shoot it back to all of us so we can all hear it?
One was traveling. One, now here's the main thing I do remember these. One was traveling. One was the type of racing that he done. Not only just grudge racing, you know, but was your grudge race a main event race? And when he said that, I made a statement. The statement that I made was, Killer is 9-0. All nine has been main event races.
Okay.
Not a grudge race fan would leave the stands until Cold Killer turned their car loose. Then everybody gets up and start leaving. Why? Because he's the main attraction right now. Next year, we don't know who it might be. This year, he's the main attraction.
So did Mississippi Joe ever win it? Did he ever win it?
Did who?
Did Mississippi Joe ever win it? Did he ever win it? I mean, because I'm saying Joe went undefeated for a while until, you know, Chicago.
There's a difference in being undefeated for a while and being undefeated.
Okay.
See, no matter how we fashion it, no matter how we shape it, Cold Killer, if he don't lose a race in Florida next week, when they had an event, he's going to go down as an undefeated year. That's just unheard of. I mean, it is totally unheard of. And you cannot mix apples and oranges. You can't say I was 40-10.
Mm-hmm.
According to my math, you won 70% of your races. Actually, 60.
Mhm.
So he won 100%. Well, you say I was 9-2. If I do the math, 9 times 2 is 18. So you won 72% of your races. He won
right.
1,000. I've went through this before. Anywhere you cut it, anywhere you cut it, anywhere you cut it, the man bad 1,000. And I wouldn't know the man if I stepped on him right now. But the facts are just the facts. He's been 1,000. Everyone else been a lower percentage. How do you not give it to him? Someone explain to me, how do you not give it to him?
You got to give it to him.
And no one explained to me yet how you don't. Have no one yet maybe explained to me how you don't give it to him. When you're been 1,000. It's just hard to get around it.
Okay, so what would you place? I'm just gonna say versus Tony Bynes and Wick.
Well, see, in my personal opinion, and I like Tony. I didn't even take a picture with Tony this year. I like Tony, but in my personal opinion, with the woman that Tony took early in the year, I don't even see how he even in the running.
Mm-hmm.
He was 0-15. So he should be a man and running for this year. His name should not be mentioned. Out of the guys I've seen run this year, the only name should be mentioned in this year running should be Cold Killer, Wick, Dunye, guys of that nature.
Right.
Tony does not belong in it. Tony being in the run this year is being a fan favorite.
Right, right. Now, I'd like to say something for Donye. Donye was the closest person that got to Cold Killer this year. I mean, as far as going on track.
Donye
was the closest. Donye was the closest person to go on track with him. Donye
was
a car or a half a car.
we keep saying Wick is the number one contender, but in truthfully, right. being truthful about it, Danier gave the man a better raise. And if you do the math, which I'm doing the math of the numbers that was given to me over this air, Danier have a better right. win percentage than Wick. Wick is a fan favorite. He's a fan favorite. That makes it hard to vote against him. But sometimes you have to do things. It's hard to tell your kids to stop eating candy, but you know, take it away from it if it's no good for them. Sometimes we have to do things that's hard to do, but we have to do them because it's right. And doing what's right in this event would be to give Cold Killer Grudge Racer of the damn year. And doing what's right would be to stop trying to open up all these other avenues to please everybody, because you can't do it. You just can't do it. If you open this avenue up this time for this one, for that, hell, I may come on and start saying, well, shit, you need to give a award to the guys for being the oldest driver of the year.
You're right.
All I got to do is say it a few times, and it's gonna start getting out like a Wi-Fi. You know, it's going to start going. You feel what
well,
I'm going with this?
Yeah,
if you open
said,
up
you know
one
what,
avenue,
just...
it's going to keep you opening them up. It's just going to keep going. It's like a snowball going downhill.
So, I mean, say, for instance, like the guys over in Chicago, Ground and Pound, I mean, they had a spectacular year. I think it's about the end of the year they had some troubles, but, I mean, those guys did a good job, too, this year. They was
did a good job.
They
had a good season, but there's only one
right.
thing they didn't have. They didn't have a perfect season.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I can answer. I mean, these questions that we ask, they can be answered real simple. Cold Killer had a perfect season. No matter what you say, I don't care what you say, Cold Killer had a perfect season. It's like trying to tell God, let me in heaven. I want to see it one time. You still seeing it. Cold Killer had a perfect season.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you say, no matter how you throw it, no matter how you dice it, he had a perfect, as of this point right now, he has a perfect season.
Hey, Kevin.
Okay, so would you look at it this way? Say, for instance, with Wick. Wick made it more racing than Cold Killer. I'm just shooting that question to you. Mm-hmm. Not you know. What do you think about
that?
It's
been shot to him before. Wick shot at him himself. Like you said, Cold Killer started racing until June. Hey,
okay.
I don't care if the man started racing in June or Zoom or Boom. He can start racing the 13th month. He still is undefeated. It has nothing to do with when he started racing. There's no criteria Jay Barnes has given that says, and I asked that question, do you have to run a certain amount of races? See,
right.
the whole problem hinges because the criteria is not right.
Okay.
If it had been laid down right, if the bylaws for being Grudge Racer of the Year has been presented to the table correctly from day one, a lot of us are going to be facing this problem right now. Everybody that has to vote would have to vote Cold Killer hands down. It wouldn't be an argument. It wouldn't be a discussion. It would be Cold Killer by a landslide. But by the laws not coming down, clear cut. Because they're not. So by them not coming down clear, now you got room for
okay.
You got room for error.
So I heard a lawyer read
something in court the other day, and the key word he used was the word and. And then he told the judge, he said, the table can't not stand without the legs. See, it's going to always be that and in this discussion because the bylaws are not clear.
So you
they
think,
got
do
to
you
be
think
clear.
That, do you think that we need to get the bylaws set for next year and then make it as an understanding?
They do.
I have made this statement before. They need to be clear for next year.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the ways to clear them up would be to simply say Grudge Race of the Year and Drag Race of the Year. Here's the difference between the two.
Right.
See, you create a problem when you tell a man he can run more than one car. And leave it open, because now we're cutting the impression I can add all this together.
Okay.
And it should not have been. I'm going to have to go on mute for a minute, guys. I'll be back, though.
Sure, sure.
Because I'm at work now.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Remember, you heard it here first. I crowned Gold Killer the undisputed truth. You heard it here first.
Okay. And see, that's what's about, you know, our show and kids, you know, and Uncle Larry, Cadillac Joe, with us on the line and everybody else. You know, we discuss things so we can get it straightened out. We're not here arguing and screaming. We're trying to, you know, so we can have things straightened out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would have an understanding. And I think our caller, you know, he's breaking it down, which is good. But, you know, yet still, I just my personal opinion, I still think Wick deserves something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the man has you know, he went and fought for the criteria. I understand that. But I think my difference is, yes, Cold Killer has been undefeated. I'm not disputing that. I'm not saying that he shouldn't get anything. Wick will show up, but this is my thing. Wick will show up to the track, and he may have, just say, three cars. He may have five, but I'm going to say three. Each one of those cars are racing. Does that make the category any different? I guess that's what I'm saying. You know, and like caller was saying, should that be based on one car? You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, you guys are on here. I mean, help me up.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, we got to think about that. You know, I mean, you got Tony Barnes. I mean, last year, Tony, he won Grizz year, but still, he didn't really do it with one car. He had Gangsta Blue last year. He had multiple cars. So yeah. Now, my question is, I understand. I understand what you guys say about Cold Killer, but is that fair to Wick now? Because Wick could say, well, you know, I was there racing. I had more than one racing one day. You know, I'm not forcing anyone to say anything they should say. Guys, we got a caller, 901-2877. Go ahead, kid, and I'll open their mic up.
Yeah, well, again, here's a guy with multiple cars versus a guy with only one car. The odds are much greater in his favor with the multiple cars than it is with the guy that's only one car. You see what I'm saying? And
I completely understand
that he got.
Right. And I truly completely understand what you're saying, kid. I'm just trying to open these avenues. And just like Carla said, we're not trying to be one-sided. You know, we're trying to get it all figured out to make sure. Let's grab this call real quick, kid. You got a call
here,
901. You got 2877. I think that's Wick.
That's a tennis. That's Wick.
Okay, Wick?
Wick, either Mark.
Yeah, I got a
Wick or Mark?
I got a little, it's Wick. I got a little background.
Hey, brother.
I just going to tell y'all something real quick before I can go back to doing what I was doing. Kid, you and Deep wrong about one thing. The Cold Killer only has eight races, not nine. It's eight races.
Okay.
And I want to give y'all the criteria again, one more time. The amount of grudge races, the quality of grudge races, and the travel. That's what the criteria was.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
I just wanted to correct that for y'all, but I'm going to go back on mute because I'm all busy. I'm kind of out doing some things. And I just want to
I'll tell you what. Just stay on the mic. Stay on the mic, and we'll just mute your mic. Keep your mic open. And we'll keep
it
open.
I'm going to mute it myself. You ain't got to mute if I want to come back.
Okay, brother. Okay, we'll do that.
Okay,
we got one more caller, y'all. We got 219-4018. Your mic is open.
Indiana.
Cool. What's going on, fellas, kid?
Okay. What's up, Terry?
Whit.
Hey, Terry, what's going on, brother?
Here's one thing to think about. I know everyone's on Cold Killer's jock. How many of his opponents of the eight truly gave him a challenge?
Donye is the only one that I heard came close.
Right.
And think about this, though. A lot.
Okay.
Six or seven of his opponents didn't get down the track, didn't give him a challenge. I mean, what does that prove? You know what I'm saying? I was there for the I was there for Cold Killer and Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon
okay.
wasn't ready. He shouldn't have raced. But he tried, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a close race. You know, mm-hmm. Danier really was the only one that even came close.
Right. That's one. That's
no, no, no. I think Tony Bynes was closer than Danier.
Oh, okay.
No, I think Danier was closer. Because he chewed the shit out of Tony.
Look at the video.
Okay.
There was space between Danier and Cold Killer. I don't think there was space between Cold Killer and Tony Bynes at 131.
When they ran. Right, okay. That's what I was just going to say.
Okay, so let's take something back then. Terry just brought up something that sounds right. That particular night at 131, Cold Killer did race twice that night, or three times that night. Am I right, Terry?
No, Cold Killer's never raced more than once in a day.
Okay, so that was two different dates that they raced?
Two different dates, yep.
Okay. Now, Terry, you're part of SVO, right?
Right.
Now, you guys had a good season this year, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, grudge races were undefeated.
See, there's another person that we left out.
We won No Mercy. Well, we won King of the Streets. We came runner-up at both meltdowns. We won King of the Streets. We won No Mercy. We ran through the 29-inch tire class down at Mike Hill's race. What else? I think there's a couple of them. I'm missing one or two. I'd have to think about it. But we beat Wit. I mean, we beat Predator. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No. I mean, Terry, this is what our show is a little different. We try to get everybody to talk about, without screaming and hollering, to find out, you know, what should we do?
Right.
You know, to make it better for guys to fight for stuff. That's all I'm saying. And I think it makes the show better because if a guy is saying, well, I'm going to be the baddest Mustang of the year, I'm just saying because in SVO you guys got a Mustang, I'm going to be the baddest Mustang of the year or, you know, 28 Mustang of the year, 29 Mustang of the year or Mustangers of the year. You know, I'm just giving a scenario.
Right.
That gives you something to fight for. You know what I'm saying? When you make that travel, you're like, okay, well, I know I'm engaged. I know I'm going to race. But also, I'm fighting for that belt or I'm fighting for that championship at the end of the year. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Terry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I was just asking that question because I know you've been racing, you know, for years. Question is, you know, we're just trying to find a way, you know, what's a better way of making things better for a guy instead of just having two categories and then get to the end of the year when people are saying, well, we should do this or that, and then not everybody starts up with categories. I think next year we should find, last caller, he was on, and he was saying that, We should, you know, basically put bylaw so people know what they're fighting for at the end of the year.
Right. Well, I think when Jay or whoever put the classes together, they weren't expecting it to be this big, to grow.
Right. And I totally agree with you on that one. We got some background noise. Somebody, if you got some air or something going in your mic, I'm trying to find it. I didn't want to.
Kevin, is that my mic?
Who is this?
Kevin. Am I back on?
Yes, sir. Who is that?
I had dropped off. I'm at work here. Listen, the guy from Israel, he was just saying everyone riding Cold Killer Jock. It's not an issue of riding a Cold Killer Jock. It's the issue of riding a winning undefeated record. That's what you're riding. You're not riding a jock. You're riding a record. As far as saying who didn't get down the track and who did, hey, man, Cold Killer is not at fault because someone can't get down the track. As far as him running one race per race, I knew Wick was going to come on when I came on. I knew I was going to throw him out. And as far as the man only running one race, if he chooses to set him car, set, I'm sorry, if he chooses to set his car up to run one race per night, that's his choice. Beat his ass in that race. Don't wait on someone else to do it the next race. Pass in that one. So far, it hadn't been done. So if you want to call it riding a jock, you riding the undefeated jock. You got a mean jock to ride. That, I mean, man, we should cut this thing anywhere you want to cut it. It's going to be an injustice of drag racing for Cold Killer not to get Grudge Racer of the Year for these undefeated. I don't care how they cut that. I don't care how you cut it. That's separate.
When you're the champ, you're just a champ. That's all it is, cut and dry. Bottom line, the man is...
They talk about this race. Some things are just... I mean, some things are just self-explanatory, man.
You got to understand, a champion is a champion. If he make the trip, if the other guy don't make the trip, that ain't his fault.
Ain't
if
his
he
fault.
Get him a race, if he don't, that's not his fault.
Hey,
but
man,
he
let me ask you a point. Check this out for me. What round did Ali not sign? Listen out. Early, didn't he? Is it his fault that Sonny couldn't go to 15 rounds?
No, sir.
Was
no,
it Joey Fuller's fault that Joe Frazier couldn't go 15 rounds?
Nope, sir.
It's not his fault.
Hey,
hey
only
man,
thing
if
I
you don't get out of track, Cole, it's not his fault.
He showed up. Every time he showed up, man, he showed up and showed out. That's
and showed
it.
Out. That's it, that's all. The
like
man showed up and showed out.
Right.
I wouldn't
like
know the man, like I said, man, I wouldn't know the man if he walked up and slapped me. But I'm putting over on the side of the highway just to talk about drag racing. The whole thing in a nutshell is the man showed up. And one time for a night, was it be 8 or 18, he showed out.
He showed out.
And I'm going to say this again. We keep saying with number one contender, Cold Killer beat his two fastest cars. How do you knock that? Someone tell me, how in the hell do you knock that? I just can't get it.
Yep.
I mean, I majored in math, and those numbers just don't add up to me. So I'm going to say again, SBO, if that's jock holding, he's a mean jock to hold.
Jerry, you still there?
Yeah, much. Yeah.
I mean, so,
we don't know if you
want to
comment on that.
Somebody give me something to go on where I can turn my boat another way because I don't see it.
What do you think if Cold Killer loses? You guys are going to change your opinion on if he should be...
If Cold Killer loses one race, it changes the whole...
So really, we should just be having this talk of Grudge Racer of the Year after the first of the year. After Baldy's race.
Everything. If he loses a race, comes now... See, Cold Killer... The string of hope that Cold Killer has on it, to me, is he's undefeated. So you take that stranglehold away if he loses. But as of right now, I had no one beat him.
I would say
until he loses, he's the champion.
I would say if he loses a race, he still get an MVP plat. He's still MVP. You got to give him that.
Listen, man, if he loses a race, he's still in the top running for being Grudge Race of the Year. But he no longer have a death lock on Grudge Race of the Year. Right now, Cold Killer should have a death lock. And I'm trying to put pressure on Jay Bond. Cold Killer should have a death lock on Grudge Race of the Year because he's undefeated.
Okay, so one more question. I heard somebody say,
hey, D, can I ask you a question? If he does, since you're that good at math, if he does lose one race, what would his percentage be then?
His percentage would be 90% then.
Anybody else 90%?
Okay, let's do the math. We say he ran 40 races. He say he lost 10. Four times 10 is 40. He wins 60% of his races. Liars don't figure their figures there, so they laugh. Okay. I don't know what that game record is about seconds a little bit. I'm not for sure. I have to call him back. But the bottom line is Cold Killer is 8-0 or 9-0. Either way you cut it, he's been 800%. Because he hadn't lost. And not only had the man not lost, he ain't even come close to losing because he didn't care and won down yet. Now, SBO said, hey, while you hold this job, The other guys didn't make it down the track. Is that my fault that you can't get out of track? That's not my fault. Clean whatever your mess made up then, come back and try me again. That's how you do that.
Yep.
Next year, it'll be someone else. This year, it's Cole Killer. Man. You know, Biz said something here about a month ago. Biz said, last year, all you heard was Biz and Jimbo. He said, this year, we don't give ourselves a call. And that's how Troy Grayson is. Next year, am I lying? Next year, it may be someone else. It may not even be Cole Killer. Cause, see, I learned one thing in drag racing. Opponents
tend to kill you. Everybody like a winner.
Well, opponents can expect to kill you. See, every race that Cole Killer wins, he greater his chances of losing. Because every time he loses, we know we got to run faster than that to beat him. We got to run faster than beat him. But here's where he takes. Now let me say the simple thing. Numbers fucked up. Watch this here. You see, I say he graded his chance to lose, right? Now watch how he take it right back. Had no one got closer to him and get a read on it. You got to hang on to him first to get a read on it. So I know I ran 9.90. I figure, okay, he maybe run 9.50, 9.40. But if I'm a half a quarter behind him, I can't get a read on him. Hadn't no one got a beat on the man yet. So someone show me where I'm wrong here.
I got a question.
I got an answer.
Got a comment. I'm going to rebuttal that. I got a comment. How can you put a read on a yo-yo and a yo-yo do what he want to do when he want to?
Hello?
I'll say, the man is, hey, I ain't on this dock, but I'm going to keep it 100. The man, you can't put a reading on it because ain't nobody made the trip with him. So he ain't going
to. That's what I said. You can't get a beat on a man because anyone hung on to him long enough to say nothing.
That's it. You know.
He's taking him loose in the gates in mid-range. He didn't shook him. Now I got a question for SBO. Are you still on? Did he drop off? Did you guys ran Cold Killer?
No.
Yeah, anybody? Okay. Have y'all ran with?
Yep.
You beat him or lose?
Beat him.
You beat him. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to do a little comparison, but I can't because you're a man killer. So until you run both, I can't do that.
No.
Like I said, man, we can look at this thing a million and one ways, and we can do this analysis up until the night of the banquet. If they give that freaking award to anyone else other than Cole Killer, it would be a grudge race injustice. That's just what it's going to be. Not saying it can't be done, because, like Ben said last week, in 2000, ex-President Bush and his brother stole an election. So it can be done. But do that stop it from being an injustice? No, it would be a total injustice if it's done. Totally. It's just no way to bet against undefeated.
With that being said, D, I've never had a chance to even shake Cold Killer's hand. If I saw him right now, I wouldn't know who he was. I've never had a chance to shake Mike Hill's hand.
My son just showed to me last week on YouTube. My son's there. That's Cold Killer right there. I had no idea who the man was. But I'm gonna tell you something. Check this out. Do you know? I don't think it's that way now. But back in the 70s and 80s, if you had an undefeated season, you were 15-1, you had the best record in football, the Super Bowl would be held in your hometown. Why? Because you had first choice. It's the same thing right now. If you lost the most games, they changed because they came up with this lottery, but if you lost the most games, you got first choice in the NBA at the number one pick that's coming out of college. Why? Because you was the worst team in the league. So why did Cole Killer get his out of here for being the best in the league? The longer I talk on the phone, man, the more scenarios I can show you why he should be number uno, number dos, father's ass.
What we're saying, B, this show is for you to voice your opinion. No matter if we don't like it, this is what this show is for. You know, we try to do a little different from other shows. We want people's conversation. We want people to get out and say what they got to say here, you know. And you make a valid point. But, you know, my thing is that, you know, we got a lot of other guys like SVO, you got Daniel, you got a bunch of other guys. Where do we put these guys at? Where do we give these guys a category, you know, to fight for?
I mean, I would just do one thing. I can tell you what they should be. They should be in the garage trying to speed up next year. That's what they should be doing. Whenever I got my ass moving, I was drag race, I went home, I licked my wounds, got to figure out a way to win the next race. That's what they should be doing. They should be in the garage trying to speed up. You should be knocking a man because he's 10-0 because they beat him. That's not his fault. They should be in the garage trying to figure out how to go 10-0 next year themselves.
Okay, B, I have another question for you.
Okay.
I understand completely what you're saying. If you boxing, you got heavyweight, you got lightweight, midweight, heavy light, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking you different.
We got the endurance
racer. Right.
We got the
endurance racer. So maybe, just say for instance, maybe SVO's car, and Terry, I'm not badgering you, but I'm saying maybe that car is not set up to run with that car.
Maybe
does that
why
make
he
things look different? Okay.
Yes, it does. It does. Here's why it does. Because what you just said, you got a heavyweight, you got lightweight. You got a running back, you got a tight end. You got a defensive nose, a defensive lineman, you got a nose guy. You got an offensive lineman. They're all different positions, right? Right now, Carl Kilden is heavyweight. And all the heavyweights should be considered in this scenario here. Only heavyweight. How can you consider a lightweight and a heavyweight? It shouldn't be. We mix the apples and oranges when we do that.
So let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this one quick question.
Okay.
Say, for instance, SVO said, you know, I'm just going to get a scenario. Say SVO, he lightweight. And he's, I'm a triumph. I'm a triumph today. Now, say, for instance, Cold Killer shake the tires and lose against SVO. Does that make SVO the champion now? Does that make him a champ? Does he knock the champ out?
Here's what that make him. That make Cold Killer be undefeated, and that make SVO be the Cold Killer ass, and the Cold Killer come back and whoop him. Now, if Cold Killer come back and beat him, he's still going to have that one loss tag on his ass. He changed the whole picture. The whole scenario has been changed. Only thing can change. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care how they class it. The only thing can change the scenario that Cold Killer is in right now is that he gets defeated. And until that happens, the man...
Hello? We lost you, B.
His phone might have dropped.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to say, guys, is that, you know, Uncle Larry, he's a lightweight. I'm a heavyweight. He takes a chance to fight me in the ring, and he knocks me out. And I've been undefeated. And I put my belt up. Would that make Uncle Larry the champ?
If you put your belt up.
I don't think it would. Okay,
yeah,
that's what I'm
put
saying.
Your belt
I mean,
up, yeah. If you put your belt up, yeah. Yeah, that make you the champ. But if it's just what he was saying was something totally different, you know, because if you got a situation that's going to cause a heavyweight to fight a lightweight, you know,
hey, you back on.
It's kind of obsolete for him, you know.
Right.
But my thing, what it is, the reason I was explaining like that is because if anybody asks me, I don't care if I had a fellowship with them, if we didn't broke bread together, if we didn't shot marbles together, or whatever the scenario be. If they ask me, I got to give my honest opinion, man. You know, because that's what makes me who I am. So my thing is to try to keep it, you know, just what it is. And what we do, you know, so that's the only way I can answer the question, you know.
Hey, guys, we got Uncle Larry. We got a caller, BU back on. We got a caller, 252-2201. Your mic is open. 252-2201. Your mic is open. He wasn't saying anything, guys. Go ahead. I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead. I mean, I'm just trying to make it to where, you know, it's fair for everyone that voiced their opinion here tonight on the show. We're not badgering anybody. You know, like I just said with SVO, I know they came out sometime in the year, was competitive. Danye came out with competitive this year. We're not taking nothing from Cold Killer. We're just trying to shoot some options out here, you know, for, you know, just what people's opinions are.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Am I back on? Okay. Now,
yes,
I dropped out to answer your question. You was asking me a question about whether SVO could beat, if he beat him, do that make it? Isn't it here? I beat Drag when I was through the street racing.
Okay.
I beat him.
Right.
Drag was still the most dangerous fuck out there at the time, but I beat him.
Right.
That didn't make me better than him. That didn't make my record better. That just meant I beat him one race. He was the baddest mother out there. Was he bad, Larry?
Yes,
he
was.
He was the baddest thing out there at the time.
He was the baddest thing
in the city, man. The man was going coast to coast knocking people off. I beat him. Okay? But I was still right there under him. So here's what I keep trying to stress this fact, man. Until the man gets defeated, no matter what we say, no matter how we fashion it, no matter how we look at it, the nail is still the nail, and the hammer is still the hammer. He's undefeated.
Well, let me ask this quick question.
He's undefeated.
How did you feel the time you beat Drag? How did you feel? I mean, you're like, I got the man, I beat the man, now I'm the baddest one.
I felt about $2,000 richer. But I'd rather just answer your question too, but I was just fast. I beat him, but I knew my car wasn't faster.
Right.
I won the race. It's like I won the race, but I knew I didn't have a faster car.
Right.
I mean, the truth is the truth. I'm like, Larry, I'm going to tell the truth if I don't tell nothing else. I lied to my wife, and I don't cheat the most. I ain't got to do that. But the truth is the truth.
Right.
I did not have a fastest car. I just won the race.
Right. I think that's what we're just shooting out tonight. If that category comes up,
But that's the difference, though, Kevin. In this case, it appears that Cold Killer is not only winning the race, it appears he has the fastest car. See, that's
right.
The difference. It don't just appear that he's winning. It appears that he's winning with the fastest. Anytime you defeat, and I stress this there, anytime you defeat, you hear me, Wick? Anytime he defeats his closest competitor by a landslide, it's hands down, man. It's hands down.
Right.
I mean, that's just, hey, it is what it is, man. We can't call stuff. You can't call a spade a heart, not in be fair.
Right. Uncle Larry, you are. Go ahead. Keep on going, man. So I'm just asking questions because, it's just guys want to know where they stand, you know, and they want to know where they stand if they're going to compete to go to these races, you know, and if they're going to fight for something in the year, you know, just like you said, that's why I agree with what you said, B. There needs to be bylaws so these guys understand. I mean, you can't do it right now, but next year you got to have it together.
Well, if you do it right now, seeing that Wick appears to be the landslide favorite for runner up the winner, if you change the laws now, it's unfair to him. I don't even think Cold Killer really care, according to what he's saying. He don't really care. But it would definitely be an injustice to Wick to change. The reason it would be an injustice to Wick more so than Killer is because Wick has made the statement several times. I asked Jay Bond what was the criteria, and that's what I want to ask.
And I think, and B, that's what I agree with you at. That's the thing that I think I'm pushing on, is that the man, that's like B, if I work for you, and I say, sir, well, what you want me to do today? You say, I want you to go out there and clean that field and haul this dirt down to Indiana and come back, and I got another job for you to do. Or either I can say right then and there, B, I ain't going to do that. I'm going home, right or wrong. I mean, you understand what I'm saying, B?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, and I completely, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, if a man comes and asks you a question, you know, and he fights for it, you know, where do we make this right? That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not badgering Wick. I'm not badgering Cole Killer. I'm just saying, where do we make this right? You know, I mean, do you feel that Wick does deserve something this year? Maybe not be Grudgers of the Year, maybe via MVP, maybe Grudge Team of the Year. I don't know. Think B got knocked out. Uncle Larry, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Kevin. I was on mute.
Okay. B, I say B got knocked off. I'm going to check the board. You know, I'm just trying to make where everybody voice their opinion. I'm not saying what should and what not should be done. You know, I'm just saying that here's here for us to voice our opinion to what we think to get some more organization. You know, so we won't have these problems next year. You know.
Exactly. And you know, Kevin, that's my whole issue, Kevin. My whole issue is, like I just said a while ago when I was talking to Cadillac Joe and all of them, man. You know, for us to discontinue or to stop what we're doing and start traveling and going from one part of the world to the other part of the world, but the thing, we thought that it had to be a good thing in order for us to do that. Because I don't just go to anywhere. I don't go to anywhere and everywhere just because. I have a reason for it. Now, my reason for doing this is because I feel like it's a good thing and I feel like it's going to grow. So my thing is to try to make it more interesting to the fans, more interesting to the racers, more interesting to the head body, and so far and so on, will this thing become good? Now, whatever it takes to do that, then I'm going to, you know, if I'm put in a position where I have to say something for credit myself, when I know I got to deal with myself, I can't do that. So I have to say my own honest opinion, and I got to be fair to myself as well as to other people. You know, so... You know, when it gets beyond that, then it gets beyond.
Right.
That's why I kind of got quiet on the programs and stuff. You know, because when it's certain things that come up, I don't deal with personal issues when it comes to my enjoyment. I deal with my personal issues on a total different level. You know, so
right.
But you know, as far as being honest and giving my opinion on something, that's what I'm going to do. You know,
and that's
the bottom line.
And I think that's what we try to establish on this show. Hey, B, if you can, we get a little bit of background noise from you, but B, your mic is open. I'm just saying that, you know, B, you there, B?
Yeah.
You on, B?
Yeah, I was trying to see if they know us now, so I'm in this truck.
I understand completely.
Yeah, so I had to wonder now. You know, actually, man, like I say, to change the rules, I think would be a total injustice to Wick. And I've said this several times. If Wick win, I think I'd be just as happy with Wick as I would for anyone else. He deserves it.
Yes.
True.
That's what I was saying all the time. You hear me, Kevin?
To win. But at the time, that he was told that, no one knew someone was going to pop up out the blue and have an undefeated record.
Right.
That was not thought of at the time. And it's not just the undefeated record that he's had. It's a tremendous undefeated record that he's had. And when you have that happen, it changes everything. You know, it's like amending a law. You got a law and you go back and you make an amendment to it. Well, when Cole Killer did what he did, it kind of like, you know, we got to amend what was there. Because what was said before allowed Wick to win, but this man has stepped over the bounds. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying.
He has stepped above and beyond what was told to be done. And like Wick said, the criteria was the quality of racing. I've said this several times. Name one race that Cole Killer had that being a true drag racer, you didn't want to see it. Not only did you stay to see it if you hit the track, you go home and you look at it on YouTube several times. Why? Because you just enjoy. If you're a drag racer, a true racer, you enjoy, you love something that's being put in a super category. And right now, Cole Killer is like Steve Austin, Superman, and we're trying to be Kryptonite that we're not.
Right.
He's the undisputed truth.
And the only one way to stop that is defeat him. It would only take one loss for Cole Killer to change everything. But as of right now, it has not taken place. And until it takes place, hey, it is what it is.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying, guys, and Uncle Larry has expressed it, B expressed it, Jerry, everyone on this line has expressed it tonight. What do we do for next year, as you say, to stop the injustice? Do we go on Grudge Book and say, hey, this is what the criteria are for next year? Should someone sit down with Jay Bonds and say, hey, Jay, this is what we need to do for Grudge. Now, you got to realize, too, guys, we still had the NGRA.
There's only one member of that, though.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not going to say no names. We're just shooting it out there. You know, we're just shooting out there, fellas, you know.
Let's say John Ford's won 18-0. And he got race of the year. Do you think NHRA would try to figure out another award to please who came in second or third?
Well, I think they have over the years. I think they have over the years, sir.
Hear me out now.
Okay.
I said if John Forrest just used a fictitious number of 18-0, that's his record, and he got Racer of the Year. Do you think NHRA would try to make up other awards to please who came in second and third? We don't have to think so. We know they wouldn't. And here's why they wouldn't. I've said it time and time again. The person that come in second, you just the last one. You just the first one to finish last. You means nothing. NHRA would not waste 1 minute of their time trying to please someone that came in second and third. They wouldn't.
Okay, let me give this question.
Right,
let me shoot this one to you.
Right.
Let me shoot this question to you. Terry's on the phone if he wants to comment, and everybody else whoever wants to comment. But we seriously got established within the last, two, 3 years? Where we're starting to travel and compete. Okay, now NHRA, I look at it, they started back in the, I can't quote the exact date, but they started back in the 50s, where they probably had the same troubles there, or they might have went through the same things that we're going through. I think what we're trying to establish tonight is, should we, and be your right, should we get a committee, should we get bylaws, so
that's
these guys have stuff to fight for?
That's what Grudge Inc. needs.
And that's what we need to push forward.
And Kevin, if you ask Biz, he'll tell you. I made a statement to Biz a short while back. Biz told me he's going to get with Jay Bonds and he's going to call me. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk. It never happened.
Right.
Well, there is a committee. There is a committee that votes for all the awards.
Yeah, it's like 30 people, right? Terry?
I'm not sure how many people.
Yeah, I think it was 30 people. Way too damn many.
25 or 30 people.
Way too damn many.
The people on the committee are not supposed to go out and say who they are because they're trying to keep order. It's not a favoritism thing, okay? But what I'm saying is tonight, I think we don't, like you said, I think Terry now, you know, he's more involved in the deal, but we're saying that we need to get something structured for next year so we don't have this problem. So we're having a problem now. Let's stop it. Let's move the bus. Okay, I'll be you one out. Terry, go ahead and comment if you want to, brother.
Nah, I'm just,
we get B back.
There's a committee that votes for everything now for the all the awards.
So, okay, now I'm going to
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. They're all supposed to stay anonymous and, you know, just so there's no, you know, whatever.
Right. We can have people on this phone right now. We can have people on this phone that is part of that committee.
Mm-hmm.
That's on this show. So, you know, the thing I think we're trying to get to is that, you know, let's come to, you know, if we can get with Terry, B, and Uncle Larry, Kid, who's on this show, and say, hey, Jay Barnes, you know, we come up with something. Listen to the show so we can try and get this better. Now, you know who the committee is on this line. They were on here supporting. There are some people in here supporting. You know, I can't say. I'm just saying. I don't know who's on the committee, but I'm just saying. You know, there are people here supporting. Let's make it structure a little bit more so we don't have these problems next year.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I see, you know, I've been traveling the past 2 years. I see Uncle Larry more 1,000 miles away than I do here at home.
Right.
Pretty much, you know.
Now, if the award was given for the most traveled grudge racer, if that had a lot of weight bearing on who get the award, then we know who get it. Wick has been, man, listen, I'm not going to like this, I like joking with him, but Wick has been very, very, very good.
Yep.
For grudge racing.
Right.
He goes everywhere. He's a fan favorite. He's been great. He's been great for grudge racing. He really has. But with all that being said, we still, no matter what, when there's a law in place, it's just a damn law in place. I cannot like it, or I can like it. But I got your bad, right?
True.
That's the very reason. That they are made.
So
that's why they're made.
They're
etched in stone. So
okay, B.
Look
at this way.
Law,
what I was gonna say, B, was I think what we're doing tonight. I think we're having a good conversation about what needs to be done to make it better. And I think tonight is a beautiful show we're doing, and it's a good thing that we're doing. And we need to push it on more shows. We need to sit down with Jay Barnes. We need to sit down with Biz. And we need to come up with these categories. So when you sit these categories out next year, people know what they're fighting for. That's all. You know, when I played basketball in school, you know, they were trying who's the best guard or, you know, who's the number one shoot pointer or who's number three pointer. That's all I'm saying, guys. You know, I'm not taking other than none of the guys.
I agree
ahead,
with
Terry.
You. Some of the stuff down south, I mean, their 28-inch tire class, they don't allow turbo cars at all.
And that's unfair.
And they will not accept us turbo guys. They don't understand anything up here on 28 is turbo. I mean, it's 75%. You know what I mean?
Right, sure.
So we go
down south, we got to race all
the business. Hey, Terry.
Yeah, go on.
I totally disagree with that.
Yeah.
Me, myself, personally, I mean, y'all remember that I'm not racing. I'm a half game when it comes to racing. But I totally disagree with that. If you still weigh a 20-inch tire, why I totally disagree with it? Because if you stipulate a 28-inch tire, that's the stipulation, okay?
Right.
What I have under here
is
because see, now what's going to happen next is that I'll say, okay, you stipulate a damn turbo, my stipulation is going to be you can only have so many cubic inches.
Well, I'm just talking about, the shootouts. Their shootouts.
No, right. I know what you're saying. I agree with you.
Listen, but Terry brings a valid point. Terry brings a valid damn point.
And
I agree with Terry saying. Terry is saying that when he goes down south to go to race, a lot of guys don't want to race him with a nitrous car against his turbo car or booster car, you know, whatever he has. So that throws him off the box. So that this is what I'm saying. What we should do is, okay, we got the baddest 28 on turbo, boost car, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, let's look a little further. You know, we're not trying to put one person out, but I understand completely what Terry's saying. Terry said he goes down and go race, and nobody want to race him. So that throws him out. So then he's like, you know, well, damn, what I built this car for? I wanted to race. I want to compete.
Like
am I
said,
wrong?
I'm
with
you.
Told me, guys. I'm just trying to shoot it out there.
No,
I agree with
you. If we go down south and race in a shootout, I would just like to race the same kind of car. A car on 28. I don't care if it's a big block on kits. Just be on a 28-inch tire, you know what I'm saying? We went down
right
there to Mike Hill's race. We're on a – we got a stock block, small block on 28s, and we got to race cars like Big Low, the Lemonator. You know, those are huge, huge motors.
Right.
Like big balloon tires. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. I like to shoot outs. We like doing shootouts. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can compete, more in there.
I'm not putting up $10,000 for a race Cole Killer or somebody like that. I don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, Terry, it goes back to this, too, we had a show about, and B is on everybody's own. Does it come to a point to where a guy's trying to buy a race? You know, maybe you do want to run Cole Killer. You said, well, Cole Killer, I only got two. And he goes around, I'm just going to say, he goes back to a lot. You got to go
Kevin.
For 10. Huh?
Kevin, it always has been. They haven't just started. Buying races
right,
is something they've been doing since drug races
began. Hey, and he
right
just did that. He just did that to Tony Wright. Tony Wright said he had $5,000.
Okay.
And that was on the show the other night. Tony Wright said, I'll race you for $5,000. Cole Killer said, no, he's not racing for $5,000.
But see, that's in a sense, I might be wrong, but that's I might be contradicting myself. But that's his right to do it. But then if here's a guy who comes up here and says, I want to challenge you, but I don't have that money, you know, is there a fine line, guys?
Hey, Kevin. That's
yeah
his right to do it, but
but is that buying a race? But is that him ducking, thinking that he can't beat Tony Wright, knowing he don't have the money, so he's going
to
raise that pop?
Right.
That's what you call buying a race.
We have to discuss this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, would that be considered buying a race?
I'm going to understand like this here. Just like I lobbied for Cole Killer to be Grudge Race of the Year, I'm going to speak the truth if I don't do nothing else. That's the biggest BS I've ever heard of, because ain't nowhere to. I'm not going to take $5,000. Wait, I want to run you for 10, but you got 5 in your hand. If I think I can beat you, I'm going to run you for that 5. I'm going home
yeah,
5
right
for 8.
Okay, so go
you're
back
right
to what Terry said, though.
Hold on, Kevin.
Okay.
Hold on, let me finish.
Sure.
That's his way of ducking running Tony Wright.
Right.
You're like, I lied for the man to be Grudge Race of the Year. I want to speak the truth on that, too. To me, that's ducking. And
okay
that's here what we used to do. Back in the day, we street race. This is how we used to do it. If you said 10 and Larry didn't have the 10, we got to give the major 10 because we felt like Larry was a beat
right
you, and we don't want it too bad.
But you know what? Let me
coach
on this. Okay, but say for instance, me and Terry run together. But let me go through, I guess, more. You know, I'm just in a scenario. I didn't say Terry say, well, but then I come back. And I said, well, I come back and say, well, B, you know, we're running you. B, all we got is 5.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do in that scenario? Yeah. Just, I mean, you know, what would be the thing that you would say you would do in that scenario? I mean, it's not saying we won't race you, but then I understand some guys said one guy won't race me for less amount because he wants
of you. If I was not leery of you, I'll run you for that 5. I'm gonna tell you, you got to have 10 because I'm leery of you. That's
okay
all that is.
You know, I just like, you know, for people to, you know, shoot it out there so we don't have these, you know, we can start eliminating these problems, you know. I mean, me personally, you know, sometimes I'd rather go home with something than nothing.
Well, I'd much rather go home with $5,000 in my pocket that you can take it back home with yours.
But, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, these are what these shows are about for us to talk. I mean, yeah, we want to lock in races and get them going, but then still, we need to sort out the problems, the issues.
But other than
I'm not saying
Terry,
that.
Is Terry still on?
Terry?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Terry, do you think Tony Wright could defeat Cold Killer?
I don't know.
I mean, just your opinion.
I don't. It could be close. If they
Terry, I ain't gonna stick in the hole like that. Me personally, no, I don't think Tony Wright could get, but it would be close. But yet,
I
still,
got
why would you?
Playing. Why would you not take the pass? I have two scenarios playing in my head. One is.
Go ahead.
So Cold Killer may be leery of he gonna run much closer to me than I want him to run, so that I get a bead on what I'm doing.
Okay.
But two, do I think he really can defeat me? Then there's a third scenario. Maybe I just have won so much this year, I just honestly don't want to play for 2 or 3 or 5 thousand or more.
But then I think that's what we come back.
Now
I think when we come back to where okay.
These cars are getting so expensive, man. These engines are getting so expensive now until playing for $1,000. In some cases, it kind of defeats the purpose.
And I agree with you. But, yeah, still, if you're sitting there all day, wouldn't you rather go home with $1,000 than nothing? Am I wrong?
The more we just keep going,
And we're not, hold on, let's get this straight, guys. We're not badgering Cold Killer tonight. We're just shooting out for every racer out there that when a guy comes to you with a certain amount and you want to do more. So that's it. We're not badgering Cold Killer. You know, let's get that straight. We're not just picking on him or wicking on one tonight. I mean, we got a top race on the phone tonight, SVO. I mean the man is out here.
Kevin, I'm picking on
Wick. Yes, sir.
Give me Wick.
Okay.
No, Wick my guy, man. I ain't like that. Here, come on. I know that's you, D.
No, I'm just saying, you know. You know, what do we do, guys? I think we really got to hold on. Trying to get this thing set up for next year, and I think that Jay Barnes and Biz will listen back to the show and heard what we had to say. But now we move to another scenario where we're saying our guys really want to buy a race, you know.
Well, that's been around, Kevin,
you know?
Since I can remember. I've been racing, grudge racing for over 40 years, man. And that's been around since I've been able to even watch race as a kid. Even when we raced.
Well, I think we lost B, guys. Yeah, we did.
Because he knew you couldn't afford to bet that.
Okay, be back. I'm sorry.
Right,
B, you my
so
AB?
That's
AB.
Always be part of it.
AB.
Yeah, I'm here.
B, can you repeat yourself what happened was we lost you and we didn't hear your whole, didn't hear everything you were saying?
Okay. I said, even back, and Larry can contest this, Key can contest this. Back when we were street racing for $20 and $50, it would take 5 of us to get $100 pot together. You would get one
right.
guy come along and try to bet you $500 because he knew you couldn't bet it.
Right.
He knew you physically could not do that because you had a family. You couldn't afford to do it. So buying races is nothing new. It's something that's been around since the beginning of drag racing.
So it's been
around.
The beginning of time.
Since the beginning
of
time, it's been around. And it's not going nowhere.
I watched a special a couple of years ago. They said drag racing used to start out to where it was basically heads up. Then they started different classes where it's bracket racing. And I'm not shooting into that, but what I'm saying is that you took a guy who was slower, but they made it where they could race. What can we do to see more action at the track to get guys to race? And I think we're hitting the envelope tonight, you know. I think we're truly hitting it. And I'm glad Terry's on the phone because he's saying a lot of good stuff that needs to be out there. And not to badger anyone on this show, but to get it out there. You know, like Uncle Larry said, we want to see more racing. We're not taking anything from Cole Killer, and I think, B, you said something very valid. I think what he's going to do is he's going to hold his year and go undefeated, and I respect him for it. You know what I mean? I look back at you, I respect the man for it, you know? But, what is he going to do next year? Is he going to do the same thing next year?
He might do the same thing next year, just in the opposite direction. You know, you just don't know. You just never know what the year. But I say it like I've said several times. Every time you run a race, it gives me a better beat on what you're doing. The more you win, the greater your chance of losing.
Okay.
That's what happens. The more you win, the greater your chance of losing. So we
Terry, what do you think about that?
He's 8-0, so he's going to be defeated somewhere. Someone's going to defeat him. He's not going to continue to win. Hell, Bob Glenn lost. And when he showed up on the track, his name would already be on the check. He lost. So he's going to lose. It's just a matter of when and who. But what is going to
happen? I got something for you guys. The other day, about a week ago, I was on YouTube, and I'm just shooting around, and I seen all the race with Dick Landy and this Grump. I guess they were doing, like, basically what we do, grudge race and match race. And Dick Landy had beat him, I guess, the first two times, and Grump stuck it to him that one time, you know? That's the kind of stuff I would like to see, you know? Whoop me three times, if I get you, blah, blah, blah. Is that racing, guys, or was that just a fan favorite? I mean, you know, you guys, you know, shoot in there what you have to say.
Well, Grumpy was definitely a fan favorite. Yeah, he was even that here really since 50 years. Grumpy
was my man. Now, I love Hasten. Wish I got a chance to meet him. But you guys ever watch some of the videos and think about some of the street cars we got? If we could go back in time and just be there to race one of them, it would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? They'd be like, where the hell you come from?
You guys think the North is going to raise up next year even more?
Terry, I think turbo cars, I don't think they can't compete with us right now. I think we're a little further than them. Nitrous car, 8 Mile, we're still studying it. We're still getting it together. The North is very, very competitive, but the problem is when we invite them here, they still want us to do what they want us to do, and they shouldn't do that. They should be, if it's our backyard, if I come over your house.
No, Kevin, they should do that.
When we come to their backyard, and we do that. But when they come up here, Terry, they're always telling us what we need to do to get next to them. And then we do it, and we're kind of still getting beat at our own game to a certain extent. Terry, I think that's something that you, B, and Uncle Len, and the rest of you guys in the phone, we need to come up with to say, you know, we got to do something, you know.
Okay.
I know a lot of guys in the North. Yes, sir, go ahead.
The guys from the South should do exactly what they're doing. Make you guys run their race. You know why? Because you follow the run and do it. When you go down there, you can't make them run your race. You can't go down South and make them guys ride the back door. So if they come up here and they can twist your arm and make you run to the 8th, they should do it. My grandpa used to always say, when you're a big enough fool to do it, I'm a big enough fool to let you do it. So if we're a big enough fool to do it, they should do it.
I got one question for everybody on this phone.
Stop
and everybody
doing
just speak. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you guys think when the South comes up here, is it blatant disrespect when we ask them to do our game, but then we go down South, we do their game?
Is it disrespect? It's
what I'm saying.
That's what it is.
And I understand
it's
it. I understand it, but I understand that, you know, should we,
well,
you know, why? Okay, go ahead.
Here's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I got. I got respect for Whit. When if we show up in Orlando, we're running King Kong out the back door.
Okay. So
and
we
you
can
know,
just badger. We just can't badger the soft end. You know, we can't do that. I mean, Terry,
which is one guy,
I mean,
Kevin?
That's one person. That's just one person he spoke to.
I've talked to some guys down south, and I have. They don't have the big cars, but they have some nice cars. And they said, man, we don't run the eighth of a mile. We run quarter mile. You come down here and come and race with us. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep, but those are guys that's not coming up at all, Kevin. Those are guys that are not showing up at the track.
You got to realize,
week in and week out.
Yeah, here's another thing you guys got to realize, like B and Larry, these cars are going so fast in the quarter mile now.
Sure is.
Mile per hour wise, on a small, small tire. I understand why you don't want to do it.
Hey,
that's why we stopped doing it. We only do it once in a while.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
Yep.
Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
What's that?
Did they put those small tires on there?
No, I understand that.
I bet that you heard me say, time and time again, that you guys are only playing with yourself, playing with a small tire.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
You just said something that made so much sense. You said, these cars are going so fast. Hey,
yep.
Man, are they faster than Pro Stocks? Are Pro Stocks using small tires?
No, you're right,
doing
B,
right.
And all these
cars are based off of that. So, hey, man, if they want to keep on playing with the small tires, that's on them. If my car was set up to run a quarter mile, I'm doing two things. I'm either running a quarter mile or I'm not racing you. That's it and that's all. Check my feelings at the entrance gate. So call me what you will and measure, like I told Wick, let me eat with you. That's all you got to do. I don't give a damn what you call me. Check the feeling when you come in. I'm going to run my race or we're not going to run. When I come in your hometown or in your domain, I'm going to have to run your race or you not going to
run. Baby, we lost you. But I understand what Terry's saying. Terry's saying, Terry told me if I'm wrong, you're saying the cars with small tires are running a lot faster and eighth of miles a lot safer.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Here's the one thing. All the stress,
mm-hmm.
all the stress that comes on your motor comes
mm-hmm.
after the eighth mile.
Right.
I mean, it's just easier on parts.
Oh, say that again. You said all the stress on your motor is what now?
A lot of the stress on your motor is out the back door.
Okay.
It just saves, like, on us, it saves so much maintenance.
Because you got turbo to care.
But that's any car, even a nitrous car. Nitrous cars don't even work out the back door.
Let me say this here. Hit me out real careful here.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit a wall at the 660, mm-hmm. do you think it'll hurt the car any more or less if you hit it at 1320?
I think 1340 hurt it more because you get a lot more mile an hour.
How would it?
That's just my opinion.
Hear me out. You know what I'm saying? If you hit the wall at 660, you're wide open. You can't get no more wide open once you get wide open. Once you get wide open, you can't get any more, right?
Well, no,
sometimes you have to run
past 8 miles.
No. I'm not saying run past 8. I'm saying once your car gets wide open, it's wide open. It can't do anymore.
Right.
And what Terry was saying about the stress, the further that car runs, the more relief it's going to be in. You have killed all the pressure on it when you do the first and second gear. It's getting relaxed in high gear.
So you saying the crank and everything? I'm just giving a scenario. The crank and lay down. It won't be so
it's
wound up.
It's relaxing itself
through,
then.
Through one to the 660.
It's relaxing itself then. You just tighten the hell out of it in first and second. The motor's relaxing itself in high gear. Thank you. I'm just going to say something. I'm pretty sure you're on this phone and seen it. It's this guy. He runs track called Lightning Bolt. I'm sure you've never seen him. You ever seen how he start off, and the further he runs, the faster he gets? He said he gets relaxed. The motor relaxing itself. The train's relaxing itself.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ on that
I mean, you can beg to differ in whatever. Go to the interview and talk to Steve Smith, man. Talk to your top trainer, he's going to tell you. It's a lack of step in Big Ed. I don't have anything against 8th-mile running, if that's what they want to do. But we grew up on a quarter-mile racing up here.
Even the driver is more relaxed going out the back door than he was in the 8th.
Yeah.
He got a hell of a lot more pressure on him in the 8th than he is going out the back door.
Hey, man, listen, you know how we used to do cars up here when we had them big motors out in the muddy bound? We used to put 456 and 410 gears in the back door. Put a 5.38 in to run an 8th. Mm-hmm. It'll gear it up so much tighter. A car is more relaxed on Big End. Because like Kid just told you, everything going 1-to-1 then.
1-to-1 ratio.
It's a big difference, man. I mean, you know, we can get on this. I can give classes all day long. It's a big difference.
No, that's what the show is about. It's for you to voice your opinion. For people who's listening, they can diversify for themselves.
It's just a total difference in going out the back door. And like Kid just said, it's a mess, man, like I said. The drive is more relaxed down there.
And then
if you hit that wall to 660, you'll be no more hurt if you hit it 1320.
Time enough to light the cigarette going out the back door. You can't light no cigarette in the 8th. You ain't going to have time. Oh, boy.
We got a call at 706-4218. Your mic is open. Go ahead, B.
Open it up.
Yeah, I was calling because you said about the job. You know I'm going to get on because I always get on when you talk about the down south, don't run the quarter and all that. Y'all dealing with not even a tenth of the guys down here that's on these programs. You're dealing with some that don't travel and don't, some of them, like I said, don't travel. Y'all have any events up there in Chicago and stuff right now, up north, and you running the 8th. Who making y'all run that now? Every time I look on the video, y'all running an 8th of a mile. So don't put at the south, the east, the west, and all this make you run certain things because we have guys over here. That's all we run. That's all we run to the quarter.
Kevin, who is that?
B, go ahead. Ask the caller. Go ahead, B. B, one of yours. B, go ahead. B, my loss. Hey, guys, you only have one more mic.
Kevin.
Go ahead,
who was that talking, Kevin? Who was that talking?
Go ahead. Talk to the caller.
Yeah, I'm saying, I was trying to catch his name. He said that they're having events up here now that's running the 8th. You know why guys are having events up here that's running the 8th now?
I guess the guys in the South made them do it.
Hold on. I listened to you, sir, and I want you to listen to me. The guys in the South did make them do it. Let me tell you why they did it.
I've been listening to you the whole night.
Hey, B, get a man a chance to speak. Give him a chance to speak. Then go ahead and you can comment. Okay.
If somebody listening at what you're saying, is that you can't count the cars in the South. The ones that you're dealing with are the ones that you see running. You can't go by a handful of people to change up north. Up north changed because, like they got one of your callers said, he said that he wanted to run safer. For whatever reason it may be that he's running the 8th now instead of the quarter, people are doing it. Like you just said, too, and you made a valid point, that the big tires are more safer than the small tires. But everybody up north is going to small tires as well as people down south going to smaller tires. Them are the guys that want to do that, okay? If you don't want to run a quarter of a mile, you don't have to run a quarter of a mile. I can't make you – the South can't make the North do nothing, and the North can't make the South do nothing. If they come up there to your town and they don't run your race, don't race them. If you come down here and you want to run the quarter and they want to run the 8th, don't race them. It's just that simple. But, see, you talk – did you talk to me about –
You said what I said. I said the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I said you made a question. You said, how did the North how do the North, I said the South made them do it. The South made them do it because the guys they want to run coming from the South, and they either going to run that
course,
or they're going to run
that
course, they're not running.
Okay.
So they're trying to get competitive with them boys down South now. That's what they're doing.
But see, you run a group of guys that run the eight. There's a lot of guys still running the quarter of a mile down here. You know, and there's a lot of guys up there that might be still running the quarter of a mile. Everybody ain't changed because of a handful of people that you know on these radio shows because they changed it. There's a lot of guys don't even come to the show. I mean, not on the radio show, a race to quarter of a mile event. They have events all the time that's a quarter of a mile. You still got
three
races.
Hey, gentlemen.
I know y'all don't. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, I got a quick question for y'all. We got another caller. Y'all want me to go open this mic so they can chime in?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. 630-1551. Your mic is open. Your mic is open, caller. 630-1551.
Hey,
what's going on, brother?
I hear y'all having a discussion over there.
Yeah. Go ahead. Chime in. You know, we just try and show respect to each other and keep it going.
What it is, man, people are just adjusting to having some fun. It ain't nobody making nobody do anything. If you feel you can beat the guy in the eighth of a mile, you run him. If you feel you can beat him in the quarter, you run him. That's all it is. Ain't nobody making nobody do nothing. If you feel you can beat him, you just going to run him.
Now, that's the way I feel. I don't feel like nobody made nobody do anything. You're doing what you do because that's what you want to do to make the race happen. You don't have to do that. Can't nobody make you do nothing from the South. Can't nobody make you do nothing from the North. You know, and just because you know a handful of people that run the quarter of a mile in the North, that don't mean we don't know a handful of people that run a quarter of a mile over here. They just ain't connected yet. You know, but one day they might do, as big as this thing gets, you might start saying, damn, a lot of guys from the South sure run the quarter. Then they might say vice versa. A lot of guys from the North sure is running the eight. And that's just the way it goes. Everybody going to be on the same page. You build your motor one way, I build mine another way. You run one gear, I run another gear. Just like he said about the cars from the North that's running turbos are so much faster. So that's your opinion in the cars that you deal with, and that's great. But it's cars down in the South that runs good numbers.
Be you back on.
Look, man, then down south, you got a lot of 8-mile tracks. You don't really have a lot of tracks.
But it's probably double the tracks that y'all got that we got down here. You know what I mean?
There's more 8-mile tracks down south.
That's what they tell you. It's a lot of quarter-of-a-mile tracks, but they're quarter-of-a-mile tracks. A lot of people run the 8 on them quarter-of-a-mile tracks. The ones that you know.
Ask that brother, how many of those guys come to the Grudge event to race it? See, this is what he's missing. The guys that show up at the Grudge race event, mostly from the South, want to run an eighth.
Okay,
it doesn't matter how many
guys that you
hold on. It doesn't matter how many of those guys run a quarter-mile car, like a quarter mile, or want to run a quarter mile, however you want to put it, that doesn't show up at the event. The guys that's showing up at the Grudge Race event, 99% of them want to run eight.
That's what your Grudge event. Just because you come to the South and you go to a Grudge event, they might have 15 different Grudge events. They might have 15 different events. You just went to one. That's just one you went to. But if you go, you know, if you travel, like you said, you do. It's a lot of tracks down here that's quarter of a mile,
Baylor,
and they run quarter of a mile.
Okay, hey caller. Well, how about we do this? How about you go to shows and start, you know, letting guys know where guys are racing quarter mile down south, and then we'll let guys up here know we're in quarter mile, and we all try to get together.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. It's got to grow. It's a million tracks down here. I hear y'all talk about 2 to 3 tracks, you know. But it's a bunch of tracks down here that's quarter of a mile. I don't know too many that's eighth of a mile only. You know, you got some, but them ain't the only tracks. But you got quarter of a mile tracks all over the place. So you like you just said, is a valid point. The bigger this thing gets, true enough, you're going to get to meet some more of these guys that run the quarter of a mile. And you're going to meet a lot more of these guys that's up your way that run the eighth of a mile. Because, you know, you just said just the guys you deal with. So I guess the other guys ain't that important. But they are. They race at their track. And y'all might have a Grudge Inc. event or some other event. And it'd be tracks having their events all over the place. So, you know, just because you meet the cars, that some people don't want to be on the camera. Some people don't want to be in the mix right now, but they coming around. Some of them don't want to be there. Some of them haven't even raced it. Just a lot of guys. I could name 30 guys that you never heard of down here that run 4 of a mile and everything. They run turbo cars and everything that you don't know. You wouldn't even know their names because they're not at the track you at. You just at one of the few of the tracks that's down here at these events. The ones that come and participate are the ones that want to be around this situation. But the one that ain't there hasn't made it yet. Get them a chance. They coming. That's why I think there's plenty of cars that still run the quarter of them out.
No.
Hey, caller.
No,
hey,
no,
caller.
No.
Hey, Uncle Larry, give me 1 second. Caller, what's your number start with 630?
No, 706.
No, that's the fan. See, y'all don't be on the show.
Yeah,
that's the fan. Y'all got it 4 years.
Yeah.
No, what I was trying to do was,
let me say this, Kelly.
Go ahead, sir.
Let me say this, fan. First of all, number one, when we first heard about it, we heard about Grudge Inc. When we heard about Grudge Inc., we knew that they had the show. We knew that they had a chance to join Unite the North, Unite the South, to Unite. So the thing was, our thinking was that it was a good thing to join because it was more of a group for grudge racers. Okay. Then once we found out it was eighth of a mile, then a lot of people started making adjustments on their cars to run an eighth of a mile. So to address the situation, why do we run about people now? Because a lot of people have went through that transition. You know, we made the transition where we want to try to be able to compete within an eighth of a mile. We got some guys that's now stepping up. As far as the South is concerned, my home is Greenville, Mississippi. You know, and when we coming from the South, 95% that I've ever known always has been eighth of a mile racing. You know, you may have some quarter mile racing, but 95% of it has been eighth of a mile racing. You know, even from my childhood.
Have you been to Green?
He's been a quarter mile racing in the North.
Okay, you've been racing up North, Lance. You can't tell me what's going on down here, even though you were born down here or whatever you did, you said. What's going on down here? I've been racing all my life. I've been around racing all my life.
I come down there.
Drag, and I know everybody. Then your events that you went to, Larry, that don't mean everybody has a preference. But
I've been all over the South.
I didn't know nothing
all
about
the South, man.
Before I came to Georgia. I didn't know nothing
about
Eastern
Mile. Yeah, but I've been all over the
South.
I've been everywhere. That's about everything you can name. I've been all over the South.
But you've been
here.
I'm still here.
Everywhere.
You've been here, but I'm still here. Okay, I can.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Kevin, my point is this, Kevin. My point that I'm trying to make is this. We have had these shows. We have tried to use North to South to do this. These people that do the quarter mile of racing, they have had plenty of time to address the situation, step up to the situation, whatever. That's the reason why we went through an adjustment period, because we would never went through an adjustment period had they had that situation where people were stepping up, speaking about racing the guys up going through a quarter mile. So that's why we made the readjustment period.
I agree with you, but I think what the caller is saying, he stepped up to get on the phone, and maybe his people or other people he know don't want to get on the phone and say it, but they're saying we do some quarter mile racing. He's trying to say we do quarter mile racing.
They still do.
You know?
That's why I don't understand how he can tell me, I respect Larry, but you can't tell me who, just because you got 20 cars that you know from down south that them are all the cars that's down here. It's hundreds of cars down here. You can't name 100. You can't name 100 cars from down south. Because you don't know all the cars.
Everybody
is not
participating.
When I started drag racing, man, you probably was riding in a nutsack. I have seen
okay, so now you go wrong for that. You wrong for that. Now you judging me by my boss.
So
now you judging me by my boss.
When you start talking about drag racing, what we need to do is talk about some fishing or some rabbit hunt or something like that. When it comes to drag racing, I done been watching drag racing since I have been a very, very small child.
See, when you have a negative attitude like that,
world,
it ain't going
to
change.
People
to
take me all over the world.
When you have a negative attitude like that, just because you think because you've been everywhere, you know everything, see, that's what pushes people like these other guys away from that. Because you telling me something that you don't know nothing about.
I know you don't know. We have been doing this for 2 years, and I haven't heard quarter-mile drag races. I'm going to keep it 100. Now, when you – well,
that's
I've been doing it for 2 years.
Saying, Colin,
they had a chance to come and address it, and they haven't been addressed. I respect that, but that don't mean that it's not.
Yeah,
mommy,
yeah.
Okay, and that's what he's saying. This is what he's saying. All Uncle Larry's saying is that we haven't heard it. Now, I've had people – from my family in Mississippi say, well, you know, we do quarter mile too, you know. But I think what Uncle Larry is saying is that, I'm just keep it truthful. Wick, Tony Bynes, you know, a lot of heavy hitters that we're introduced to, and we're not saying you guys are not, but we're introduced to, they're telling you we have to run the ice 8 a mile. Now you're getting on the phone and we respect you for what you're saying. We want to come, we want to come have fun with you. We want to engage.
Y'all been to Hattiesburg. Did you remember when the weather was bad? They was running a quarter of a mile in Hattiesburg. Y'all was down there, Larry. All of y'all. That boy hit that pole with that Mustang. He was running a quarter of a mile. Okay? They backed it back because they said the weather was bad. Okay? They started out running a quarter of a mile when they was out there. Everybody was running a quarter of a mile. We had a car there. We ran a quarter of a mile. You know, I was with people that had a car there, put it that way. They was running a quarter of a mile. Now, some people were running an eighth, true enough. But a lot of the drivers was running whatever they wanted to run. They was running. I got video of quarter of a mile runs still going on right now.
Well, I would like to have a way to get in contact with you.
You get
when they do have anything, when they run a quarter mile.
I give you my permission to give you my
number.
Let's do it this way. He can give you my number off the show. I give him permission to give you my number, and I'll send you footage myself over the thing.
Yeah.
I'll send you footage from my phone to yours with the dates of the quarter of a mile races that you don't know about.
Okay.
Not saying
you're wrong about the people that you're dealing with, but you know what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is this here. The footage that you have, what you're saying, I want you to understand me 100%. I'm not saying that you're bearing false witness. I'm not saying that at all. I don't want you to think that. My point that I'm trying to make to you is that if you do have guys running a quarter mile, we would like to know because we would like to know if they are. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. They don't want to be a part of the situation right now.
That's what I'm telling you. It ain't that they're not running it. I understand what you're saying. They sit back and listen at these shows just like the guy was saying, and I tell them all the time, step up and tell the guys. But they don't want to be a part of that right now. But once they become a part of it, like I'm saying, once they come out and be a part of it, it's going to change. If they keep going like it's going, it's going to change. But right now, it ain't changed yet. Everything is 100%, like you just said, about the girls stuff. Okay. Everything ain't worked out yet. It ain't all worked out yet. But once it worked out, I'll guarantee it's going to be a bunch of – you're going to get some races from quarter-mile guys that don't mind running. You know, there's a lot of them that don't mind running a quarter-mile that you haven't met yet.
And Colin, I think this is what we want to hear. We weren't trying to badger you. We were just saying, this would happen to us, okay? We invited some guys from down south in 2000, was it Lunker Lair, 2012, to come to Indiana and race with us?
Exactly.
I know about that.
All right, let me finish. What happened was, and I wasn't being disrespectful, let me get that straight with both of all y'all. We went to race these guys, and we said, well, hey, we want to go out the back door. They said, no, we're not going out the back door. So we got fans, we got people who paid their money to come see us race, you know? And they were like, we're not racing. Y'all going to do, y'all going to run, we run 8th mile. So what we did was we accommodated them, okay? We accommodated run 8th mile, you know what I'm saying? And what happened was, truthfully, a lot of us said, well, hell, if you can't beat the situation, then join the situation. You know what I'm saying? And we're not bad for you. I think a lot of our guys would not mind who still runs a quarter mile, who runs a quarter mile, would mind coming down and having fun. But then in turn, if we come down there, we want you guys to come up and race with us. I think that's what Uncle Larry's saying.
It's on the guy that's a member in y'all group. I'm going to point them out. They grudging members on the paper. But they not on your, they not on the radio show, but they're brothers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna point them out. I'm gonna point them out because they in the bushes, as BET said. I'm gonna point them out, and you get in touch with them, and I'm gonna ask them, can I give you their number? Because they need to come out of the woodwork, just like there's a lot of fans listening at your show, but everybody don't go off the show so much. They think, I ain't saying that you do that, but they think you're doing that. And they won't answer the phone. I try to get them all the time. Larry, you know how to talk to you about this. On every show. I'm on every show, too. And I got people that follow me, and they won't call. They will not talk because they're scared to get involved. They don't want to get badgered or kicked in the nuts, as they say, and all that kind of stuff. But, see, as soon as stuff gets organized, you're not going to meet everybody. Because the people that came to that race you're talking about, how many was it? 10 cars running. It was about 9 to 10, 12 cars. That's not everybody of the South. They don't represent everybody. They represent a part of the South. They're not everybody.
Hey, caller. Caller.
Yes.
We're glad you got on the phone because we really like to hear what you're saying tonight. And you, like you say, we're glad you did stand up, and we want you to keep, man, we don't badger nobody on the show, so just keep on saying what you got to say. But what's your name? Because I got your number, and I'm going to give it to Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry will contact you.
I've been on every show.
Okay.
I've been on y'all's show. Wick know who I am. Everybody know who I am.
Okay,
no problem.
Uncle Larry, when
I'm
he called you, Uncle Larry going to ask for the fan, and that's all he going to say.
The thing about what we're trying to do tonight was
we're trying to organize more different events, more we talk about different things, and we're glad you're on the show. Like Terry. Terry runs a turbo car. Terry might just want to run a quarter mile and come down and race you guys.
I know a guy that's on the paper with you all. You just called a name, and I got permission to call his name. He's Z-Gone Wild. If you look up on the what's the name, he has a turbo car. I hadn't heard him on Nail's show. But let me tell you this now. Let me tell you this. He have a turbo car that runs only quarter of a mile. That's all he runs. He don't change his plan for nobody. He'll tell him in a heartbeat when he goes through the track. He'll tell him, if you ain't running me through the quarter, you're not running me. And that's the same. But his guys that step up to the plate, they're like DJ. He don't run through the quarter. He might like that, but DJ Grant runs through the quarter for a mile, too. I see him running through the quarter in Montgomery and different places, you know. There's a lot of them that do that, you know. I'm just saying, until we get it all organized, I understand what you're saying. The guy that you are dealing with that's been dealing with you for 2 years, that's their ball playing, but that ain't everybody's game playing. If a lot of guys don't like the eight, they love the quarter. I love the quarter of the lit racing that I did. But everybody I grew with, Ed Thompson from in Mississippi and all them guys, all them cats, I came up with all of them. And they all, I didn't know nothing about the eight till I moved to Georgia. I was down there in Big Clark, and I'm like, I didn't know nothing about the eight of miles till I moved to Georgia. That's when things started changing. And that's when everybody started saying the eight. And then I started noticing it just went worldwide. You know, it just started spreading out. But it's still a lot of people, like you said, love the car. They ain't changed. And it's a lot of people that ain't changed their car, and they don't want to get on the radio station because everybody catering, like the guy said, they catering to the 28 and 29 a lot. And a lot of them guys got big cars that might can't run with some of them big-time cars, but they can run with the 28 and 29. And they're not going to get on there and talk to them guys, but I tell them to get on there anyway and do like Tony Bynum. You might get a race. Get on there and talk shit. And, you know, I advise, man, I go all over the place and I tell people to get on these shows that own these shows right now listening to stand up and talk to you guys. Now, that's how I do it. I just start running my mouth. You know, somebody might kick me and they might talk about me or whatever. But I'm going to still get on here and voice my opinion. It might not be right.
Man, you,
it might not be
you perfect. You always got a voice on this show. This show, we try to talk. We try to so we can find out the avenues of making everything better. You know what I'm saying? We're not one of these shows we're going to just kick in the nuts. So let's get that stopped right now. But and I'm not saying you're doing that or Uncle Larry's doing that. Uncle Larry's one of the most people. I'm going to give him your number. He's going to call you. And I guarantee that man will call you, and y'all will work out something. He'll get Terry on the phone with you, and he will have somebody work out something with you.
Hey, it's
because we
want
all these things.
These guys, they need somebody like that one-on-one because I can't do it by myself. They need somebody one-on-one to talk to them and let them know that it's all right to stand up and tell people you like the quarter. Don't change your car.
We would have never known that if you never got on the phone. We would have never
known. They think it's a quarter of them. You know what I hear? Oh, them guys ain't doing them talking about the quarter. Eighth of a mile. I don't want to get on that show. They don't. And a lot of them say that. A lot of people say that. I don't want to get on that show because all they talk about is eight. All they talk about is a 28, 29. And think about it. We talking right now, but if you sit back and think about it, we kind of exclude the big time cars and all them, you know, 31, 30. You don't hear too much about them. They're out there. But all these bits are taking on about a 28 and 29. So these guys standing back watching. A lot of them got the car, and they just sitting back watching them. And when they go in the show over with, guess what? They come back out, and they race their car through the quarter. They race their car through. But when it's a big show, guess what? I'm not going to that show because they set up for an eighth of a mile. That's what they say. You have a bunch of them that say that. Until, like you say, somebody like Larry and whoever else, And me and whoever, if we all get together and start telling these guys, hey, man, y'all get on there and talk to them. You voice your opinion and tell them you want the quarter of a mile. Then you got people like these promoters might set it up and say, okay, we're going to have a quarter of a mile, one half of the show, and an eighth of a mile. But until they stand up and say something, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. They're going to stand in the bushes.
Hey, caller.
And look.
Hey, fan, let me tell you this. You tell the guy to call in on Saturday night. We have plenty of guys who do enjoy running the quarter mile. And maybe, like we said, we can organize something and get something going. I'm going to give you Uncle Larry something tonight. You and Uncle Larry can talk, get it worked out. And Terry's on his phone. I'm pretty sure Terry, he has a turbo car. He would enjoy racing some quarter miles. A lot of the B, and all these guys race quarter mile. So, you know, we'll give you Uncle Larry's number. Uncle Larry talk to you, and Uncle Larry get back with it. Just call, man. You have to call on the show on Saturday night. Tell your people to call on the quarter mile show, and then we can get some stuff going.
Yeah. They start the show. It's several shows besides these shows. And you might have heard Butt Naked saying he got to argue with these guys from his hometown. Now, them guys got fast cars that be beating up on Butt Naked. And they won't even come over because they feel like they can't out-talk. Or they feel like their bosses don't mean nothing. And I talk to them all the time. I go to the track. Even Butt Naked tell them, man, y'all need to get on the show and come to these shows and see these guys and meet these guys. And you'll start coming to all the shows. But until they do that, they're going to stand back. They stand office right now. They're not pulling in. And that's the same where everywhere I go. See, I'm here all the time at these tracks. I'm here listening at the guys with Ray Charles. I'm here. I go everywhere. I come to y'all show. I've been to Memphis. I've been to up north on a trip with DJ. I've been, you know, I'm all over the thing with them. But I'm telling you, they're not going to travel because they feel like they left out. But my tires too big. I'm not going to get in that. I got wheelie bars. They don't want me to run. Like you said earlier about the stiffs. A lot of these guys haven't changed their setup, and they feel like they're not a part of the new wave. So they don't want to get them out there. And you say, oh, look at him with them big old wheelie bars on there trying to run these guys. See, I keep telling them it ain't like that. But they don't understand that because a lot of these shows ain't talking about that. They don't give them opportunity to talk about that. It's not about the car and what we can do for the fans and the other drivers that ain't as fortunate as the ones that's out here all the time. So they not going to stand up because they feel like they ain't a wit. They ain't a DJ. They ain't a big thing. They feel like they
What you're saying
until
is basically they
until they feel like that, until they feel like that, they gonna stay in the bushes. They gonna stay hid.
Right. And that's why they don't have a voice. But this is what this show is about. Have them calling on Saturday nights.
So many people listening. They listening right now at you and me talking. And I try to break in every chance I get to stand up for them because I get pushed in the back by 20 drivers falling. Hey, man, you need to tell them this or tell them that. And I try to tell them, you tell them. You pick up that phone
right.
Hit one.
I'm going to speak up for you. If we got a call in here runs quarter mile, please hit your mic. We'd like to hear your opinion. We want to hear your opinion. It's not about ace of mile racing over there. We want to hear your opinion. That's what the show's about.
Right. And if you're on 28th, we'll race you at Orlando.
Right.
That's it. And I'm telling you, you know, I know a bunch of guys, Pedro racing them in Orlando, and all them guys, you know, and bars them, they are, and they got horses in the rotary car. And I know a bunch of them guys. They're real good friends of ours. And I'll be telling them, y'all need to come to the show, man. And you can get in these races and win and grudge against these VA cars. They car just as powerful and just, and they got rotary motor, you know, and four cylinders and six cylinders. And, you know, and they standing back on the sideline watching because they tell them they got to do it.
Hey, Cole, give me 1 second. I want to ask you a question. Hey, Terry, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, I'm going to give you caller's number. I got your number. I'm going to make sure I give it to you. And Uncle Larry, I'm going to make sure that number gets to you, too, so you guys can talk and discuss with him. But now keep on going, Carl. I just wanted to make sure. I'm pretty sure these two gentlemen would like to talk to you. Is that cool with you, Terry?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Okay.
Well, man, that's just my opinion. Like I say, I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm on the inside trying to look out. And that's what I see,
right.
You know. And I know it's a bunch of cars. It's more than 15, 20 cars on the tower, you know. But that's all
right.
They see on the scene. And so to get in the joint organization, they got to feel like they got to know all the stuff. And what you're doing now, you're breaking the doors down. You're telling them to come to a wheelie bar. Come to a – they hear them still. Don't have no wheelie bar. Don't have this. Don't have that. Your tire's too big when you're running. If your motor got two top rated, they hear all this stuff. And these guys, they stand off just because of that. But I tell them that just a grudge talk, you know. They know the lingo, but they thinking if they get on the show, they're going to get embarrassed because they stand up and they say, well, my car's a 31 or 32 tire, and they've got wheelie bars on it. They're going to feel like, oh, they don't want to talk.
No, we got guys
but
up in the awesome.
For them. I tell them that all the time.
Right.
If you get on there and make a spot for yourself, when it's enough of you stand up and say, hey, you can raise. Look at the turbo thing Mike Hill doing next year. He already announced it. They don't even let the turbo cars run any events down there. I mean, you get cussed out. You talking about bringing a turbo car to an event down there. But now it's starting to come around. But that's not everywhere. Now, a bunch of the places, yes. But it's still a lot of places that let them get in. And a lot of them, you know, feel like, hell, I can get this turbo car for nothing, you know. We can't get in. We can't do this. You can't do that. So Mike Hill said he's going to do something different just to see how it works. He was talking about it the other day on the show. I don't know if y'all heard it. And he said he's going to let the turbo cars get in with the nitrogen cars and mix it up. And I think you run what you run. You build the turbo. You build nitrogen. You build this. Hey, you build what you can build. And that's what them guys are doing. And they can't take their wheelie bars off. Some of them, it's for their safety, you know. They can't take their fire extinguisher out of the car. It's for their safety.
Yeah, well, I think we got, like I said, I got two good people. I'll get that. I'll make sure they get your number tonight. I will personally call them after the show, Terry and Uncle Larry, and I'm pretty sure they will call you, and those guys will work out something with you. You know, it's just not like I said. It's not everybody's running 8 mile. You know, there's some guys who still run a quarter mile. Terry knows a lot. Uncle Larry knows a lot. There's a lot of guys on this show who know guys who still want to run a quarter mile.
Yeah, and some of them like running both. You know, they run both of them. You know, it's a lot of people that still doing it, and I mean I can just name after name, but they feel like it ain't the place for them in this grudging program. And I tell them this.
So wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer it. What track do you guys run quarter mile at? so the guys are kind of known out here.
They run.
She made one or two tracks.
You can run in Hattiesburg. You can run in Montgomery of a quarter of a mile track. You got another track over here called Lena. Okay, then you got one that's called, they just had the National, the Mustang National over here. What's the name of it? So many of them. It's just track after track after track that's running quarter of a mile. I mean, but they're out of time. And there'd be big cars coming from Chicago, Mustangs, and everywhere, all over the world. You might not, these guys here, they come running this big event. And I'm trying to think of the name. And it's right up the road from Columbus. If DJ's on the line trying to push one, he can, you know, I'm just right now my mind ain't clicking, but I can sit back and I can write them down, and it just right there. They right there, still running a quarter of a mile. You know, it ain't the end. And a lot of people love it. I like to see the cars running a quarter of a mile, you know.
And I think, you know, like I said, we got some guys who love to run a quarter mile, and
right.
Like I said, we got Terry on the phone. I'll get Terry on the phone. He'll call you and work out something.
It's gonna take that. You know, just like I said, they letting the turbos in. They finally breaking over here. They're letting them in, so they're gonna let them in and race the matching cars. But you can get on NTZ. It's a web page. It's called NTZ. You can pull up in Mississippi. Natchez, Mississippi, and you'll meet a whole slew of people, man, that you've never even heard of, and they get on there and they do the same thing we do on these shows. They sit up there and the guys promote races and they do their things and you got BETN come over there arguing. It's like everything is separated, and if it all comes together, this is the only way it's gonna come together is by like what we're doing now. You got to kind of network and change numbers. And let you talk to this person, and maybe you can get this person to, hey, I met Larry, and Larry said y'all can come over. And then they're going to say, well,
right.
Larry said we can come over. Or the other guy you're talking about and say we come over, we're going to come over there too, Grudgy. Or we're going to come here to this next event. And we're going to race our car. And they don't mind us racing. They say we can have our wheelie balls or whatever it takes to get our car down the track. We're going to run. They're going to come. But it's going to take people to do that. But when they hear the guys jumping on all that, you got this, you a punk, you this and you that. They kind of like, well, I ain't gonna show my face with no collar, no wheelie bars on. You know, my paint job might not look as good as his. You know how people feel that way, whether we might think they don't, and we might tell ourselves that they don't, but they do. People feel, you know, they feel intimidated when they shouldn't. They should stand up, and sometimes you have to push them to make them stand up. One thing like BT was doing on his show. People think it's harsh, but he say get them out of the bushes. Man, if you listen to his show, he punched your button, and he got a bunch of people. I listened at his show one day, and a bunch of guys that were just people that listening to the show started giving their opinion. They started relaxing, and now he got them just popping up all the time. They don't even have problems. They just pop up and telling them how they feel, and then, you know, you find somebody different all the time. It's going to take that. It's going to take it.
Well, you can always tell the guys on Saturday night show, they can always call in at, you know, 10 o'clock.
I definitely do that.
I'm sure what your time is.
You keep announcing it, by you announcing this too, and I'm pretty sure if they're hearing it, they're going to start doing it. I'm almost positive. Because, a person feel like they don't fit in. You was touching the bases of it one time. You were saying, why are all these fifths? But, you know, you got to have fifths to race. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to have as many, I don't think. But you got to have some type of fifth. But when you start taking people to unsafe their car and all that, they start backing up. You know, this guy might not know the mechanic or the tuner that you know that can tune your car to go down the track without a wheelie bar. They might not know. They might, you know, they know what they know, a lot of them. And until you get them there and get them to racing, you might walk up to them and say, hey, man, if you do this and you do that, you can throw that wheelie bar away, and you're going to be safe, you know. Until they get there and do that stuff, it ain't going to change. People are standoffish because of that.
And I think it ain't
going to happen overnight. But I believe if everybody's serious and they want to do something and they want to get this thing kicked off, like you say, and I know slew of guys with rotary cars and stuff, and they won't let them play because they turbo rotary. They cannot shoot, they cannot race these cars because they turbo rotaries and all this and different. They don't look like a V8 car, but I look at them as a grudge racer, and they want to play just like the next guy, but they get they get skipped and thrown out of it. You know, they get thrown out of these events, and they
well,
go their
I'm
own
pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, you know, getting in touch with Uncle Larry and Terry, you know, they can work with you and get you the right people or, you know, they'll help you organize, get something going because there's a lot of guys in the North who still do run a quarter mile, you know. And, and I'm glad you got on. I'm glad you voiced your opinion. And you need to get on here every Saturday night and voice your opinion. I mean, this is what this show is on Saturday night, to voice your opinion, you know. And we don't want people not to get on the show and be scared. We want people to get on the show and say, well, you know, I think this is wrong. I think this is right. And that's what we do. I mean, you know, look at Mr. B. Mr. B was on the show, and him and Terry, I mean, they had a good discussion. You know, Uncle Led, we all, it's not about who's right, who's wrong. It's about where do we find the way to come together. You know, Uncle Led was the one who started a fellowship. Let's get together in fellowship.
I know. I've been listening to that, Larry. I've been listening to all you guys, you know. I've been on your show. I've been on this show with you and Tayo and talked to y'all about 20 times. You just ain't never locked my number in because I ain't no fast car racer and everything. But I'm teasing with you. But I'm just saying.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
I know that. I say that to put it out there for you to say that.
Right.
I say that for you to say that. But they can hear you telling me that, and then they'll get their butts on and voice their opinion on what they want to do. And a lot of these guys have cars. They're not just fans. A lot of them have cars. What do you think all these cars? If you get on the internet and just pull up cars from Mississippi, that's all you have to say. And look at all the different cars that you probably even see. Just say cars from Mississippi. And look at all the – they on there. They list themselves on the internet and racing. But they're not racing with this group of guys from Grunge Inc. and everything. They're not fellowshipping, as Larry say. Because they think they don't belong. They think they – and in their mind, they really think they don't belong. But you sitting there and
so
you're telling them, yes, you do.
So let me just – and Terry and Uncle Larry, if y'all want to speak on it, do you think that Grudge Inc. should sponsor a quarter-mile race to get guys to get out and do something?
Do you think, Kevin,
it ain't really so much of that, Kevin. We want them guys to know that they're all welcome, man. And the good part about it is we all hit a drag race, and drag racing is not personal. We're not trying to get to a personal issue. We just want to get to a thing where if this is what we're doing, let's be about this. Because whether you be about it or not be about it, it's always going to be a winner and a loser. You know, and can't nobody down themselves because they lose because – everybody going to lose. Ain't nobody going to play the game going to have a perfect record all the way through drag racing. You can have a perfect record at certain sessions and so far and so on, which is something that we have going on right at this present time. But, you know, nothing lasts forever. You know, so my thing is for us to kind of come out and get together in fellowship and have our own personal opinions and express our opinions and not try to get grimy with it. And try to see if we can make this thing be better than what it is. You know, that's what it's all about.
And now I heard you say that on one show. I heard you say that. You said, if we can get a dumbass award, why we can't get another award for the other people? I heard you say that on the show. And it made plenty of sense. It made plenty of sense. But you see, did nobody jump on that bandwagon? You said it, and a lot of people said, yeah. But everybody didn't grab it and run with it. But it's true what you said, and I say that to myself. But if everybody back what you said, something to get did about it. But if we just sit back and just listen and don't nobody move, and you just sitting there taking a grunt and you giving all these good ideas, what's going to happen? It's going to stay the same. It's going to stay the same. So until these guys know that they are welcome, what you're telling them, and they hear you saying it, once a few start coming and everything like that, I was just saying, it ain't that they got to have a special show for them, but if they come and you tell them, you can run through the back door, we got you. It's all right to come to Montgomery when we have an eighth of a mile race contest or grudge contest. You can come test your car or find you somebody else to come run through the back door. We don't let you run through the back door.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what they need to, that's what, then, I believe that's the magic word. that would twist a lot of it right there. If you want to run the eight and you got a grudge for the eight, run it. If you got somebody that want to run you through the quarter of a mile, we letting y'all know, come. We going to welcome you in our show. And I believe that's going to be the turning point of all this because you never hear that. You never hear that. That's why I get on this radio station, and I fight every time you say this. You and Tayo, y'all get on there and you say the South changed the North, the North changed the West and all that. You know I show up every time I push that one button. Well, I talk about other stuff too, but I push the one button every time on that because I say these guys need to know that they need to hear. Eighth of a mile be going on all that paperwork and never say nothing about a quarter of a mile. But just slide it on there. Just have it on there. Just slide on there and watch how it start changing. They'll feel like, well, it is on the paper. They say we can run a quarter of a mile, you know. But if it's just eight, and they just see it, they're going to stand off. They're going to stand off of them. And some of the guys that run in the eight should be running the quarter, if you want to know the truth. You know, some of them and don't know that they can run the quarter because they don't try it. Once you try it, you'll love it. Everybody I know loves the quarter of a mile. And I like people that love the eighth of a mile. You know, they love it. Some of them, everybody prefers different things, you know.
Great.
But I believe that, I believe the night, if they listening, they hear what you're saying, hit the one button. I challenge him.
Sure.
Stand up and say something right now. The show ain't over. You know, hit the one button. Mm-hmm. I'm saying from my point, and I know it's a lot of them on here. Hit the one button and tell these guys what you want and see if something can happen. Aaron's throwing his head out and the other guy's throwing his head out. They telling you to hit the one button. So hit it.
Caller, you doing right. You asked somebody to hit the one button. I mean, you only got three people in here talking about that. You got Terry, you got Uncle Larry, and you. You know, I mean, that's what the show is about, to voice your opinion.
And I think it'll bring you more action. The more action you get, the more you get. You know, the more people, like we talked about one time before this show, and I think you summed it up one time about the people that feel like they're the nobody and the somebody, and they feel like they were in one category. And then Larry got on here and said, everybody's somebody. You know, I don't care if your car runs 12 seconds through the eighth of a mile. You still somebody. You spent money in your car. And then I heard you say one of your videographers was taping people and interviewing people that had regular cars, but they were at the racetrack, you know, doing what they can do. You know, everybody ain't going to be a wit. Everybody ain't gonna be a big drag. Everybody, but if a lot of these guys got race cars that feel like they're that person. I've seen the gleam in people's eyes with a 12-second car than I've seen with people with a 4-second, 3-second car. They got a gleam in their eye, man. They run down that track and they come back, and then you know what? You go and talk to those people and tell them, man, you did a good job, man. Be safe now. Make sure you put your helmet on the next time. You need a cage in this car. And they, oh, man, you think so, and they just pumped up, and they just so happy. And see, but if you forget about these folks, they feel like when they go back and they turn around and go back to their pit, nobody comes talk to them. You know, fellowship. Talk to everybody. Hey, I talk to everybody I see. You could have a 20-second call. I'm going to get out there and ask you, how did you do it? You know, I'm interested. I'm going to put some interest in it. So,
if you're being competitive, that's what we want to see.
That's right, because he spent his money just like you did. Where your $1,000, his $5 might be where you might spend $1,000, and he spent $5 and $10, that $5 and $10 might feel like $1,000 to him. You know?
Yes, sir.
We're all on different levels. So, you know, I give everybody credit. I like all cars. I like all race cars. I don't care what kind it is, what form, shape, or fashion it is. I got my preference, but I like them all, you know? So. That's just it. So, I think these guys will come out. And I'm challenging them. I know they hear me because they talk about it. We see each other in the streets. And they call me after the show, and they laugh and they talk. And I'll be like, man, you just don't know what you got. Get out there and perform with that car. You know? So, I'm hoping this show do some turning. And I believe it will. If we turn one, two heads, Larry, and get two quarter mile races to the show, that's better than none. That's better than none.
Yes, sir.
We get two of them to come.
It's going
to
pick up.
It's going to pick up. That's where it starts. It ain't going to start. If it starts with one or two, and they clinch on to what we're talking about tonight, guess what? You got 2/4-mile racers that have stuck their head up out of the water. And that's where it's at. And the rest of them going to say, well, I can come up. You know, there's got to be something said on these shows about the Philly Ball. You're welcome. You know, 32, 33, bring your bus on anyway. Somebody will run you. They don't care what you got on. Some of the guys with 28, 29 don't care what you got on. When they look at you and you make it to the track, they'll run that. They'll run you. That's when stuff mix, when you get them out to come with their car and sit their car out there and then the guy walk around and look at it. And I tell them all the time, then they'll race you. Man, I think I can run DJ, man. I say, we get him. Well, I got a 32. I say, bring your car to the track. And that DJ have not put him on a situation like that several times. And the guy, DJ, look at the car, I run him. And he done did it. I mean, he'll jump on it. I'm using him because I know what me and him done did. And I say, DJ, this guy want to run you. He say, he gonna take care of his own money. He know he got a bigger car. But will you run him? He look at the car, watch the car a couple times, run out of track. I'll try him. And get out there and they race. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. I hear everybody, you know, it be races that butt naked and did, and he don't ever defend himself. That he done did that ain't even on, that ain't even, it wasn't at a grudge name show, and he don't even count it. And DJ the same way. Just like when he put the white bars, they don't never say that on the grudge name show. Every blue moon you catch him out to say that. But he did beat him. I was saying about that when he beat him. He beat him. But when they was unbeatable, he beat him. And I'm just saying, but it wasn't taped by a show, and it wasn't, you know, it didn't meet the things like it's supposed to do. It wasn't in the right place. It was in Phoenix City, I guess, and the exposure wasn't as great at the time. But, you know, it just everything is getting better. There's been a great year. Man, there's been a hell of a fire year for grudge races and everything for 2013. And I'll tell you, man, if 2014 got anything to do with this year, we finna see something. We just saw something. We ain't seen what's yet to come. I promise you.
Yes, sir.
We ain't seen what's yet to come. And I believe these guys are coming out because it's getting bigger. Larry, you already said, I can remember when these phones weren't full. You said it's going to get there. I can remember when the shows weren't as thick as they are now. Now people planning ahead of time to come to the show. They're planning ahead of time to come to these shows. And asking when the banquet is, where you got people, they waiting on the banquet. When is it going to hit? That's all you've been hearing lately. What date? Mm-hmm. Give us a date so we can get our stuff together. You hear that everywhere you go. It's people planning on showing up and doing stuff because they just got exposed to it, and it's coming on out. So some of them are a little late, but it's coming. It's going to change. If it keeps going the way it's going, it's going to change. I'm too soft, man. Y'all put me on the spot too much on this show, man.
No, man. We don't be trusting.
Y'all know dog beat me up too many times on this show, man. Dog just like kicking me in the head. But I have fun, man. Don't get me wrong. I like running my mouth, but I'm serious. I know it's a lot of great things can come out of this. That's why I stand up and talk. That's why I stand up and run my mouth. I know, and I'm even in the process of thinking about building a car myself. You know, just because I love it, and I've been talking, and I'm looking right now, and I'm seeing some situations I might want to go, and if things people you can talk to, and stuff, and just so on and so forth. You know, so I'm telling you, it can make it. This show has changed a lot of people's lives that's going to the track, and you know, and their perspective and everything, how they look at these races. You know, they understand now when we arguing and acting crazy, and then when something happens, we holding each other up. Man, that's big. You just don't know. They're looking at that. They might not be on these shows talking about it, but, hey, y'all talk about it and everything. But there's a lot of people out here that you don't even think that's looking at that and running their mouth. They say, that is something such a big. You got people in the right places talking about how the world's races got together and pulling for people. You know, like the situation with Drag and anybody else. You know, when people get sick, y'all on the thing praying for them and telling them, hope their family get better. But you arguing on the show and act like we want to cut each other's head off. But at the same time, we're right there, got each other back. That's fellowship and that's family to me. You know, we sit there cuss and raise hell. But when we see each other face to face, I might run up the ladder and say, hey, I'm the fan. I'm the person you're talking about. Oh, man, what's up? We shake each other's hands and everything, man. That's how that thing's going to work.
That's right.
You're right. If you
got all that, we're going to disagree. But when we see each other, man, come on over, man, get you a cold drink, man, and let me talk to you about what we were talking about on that radio and blah, 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 blah. And they just throw that way. That's the way I ran into Wick and all them guys. I walked up to them talking. Me and Wick, when we first talked to him, we were arguing on the radio. And shoot, when I seen Wick at the track, totally different person. Good guy. Can't beat him with a big ball, man. He's a good guy. I mean, we sit there and run our mouth, you know. It's just different things, you know. And it just, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, fam.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we want. We want you to go here and say what you got to say. I mean, we got guys from the East Coast, the West Coast, and the South and the North who want to do different things.
And while we're talking, I want to say, man, a prayer for Tao now and send out, you know, my condolences to him and everything, man. I just we all got to go through that, but just wanted to say that.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We truly do.
Yeah.
And I know he gonna listen to the show probably sometime tomorrow when he gets a chance. I think he's done with his family business, but he gonna listen to the show.
Oh yeah.
But the thing of it is, I'm glad you called and expressed your opinion, and that's what it's all about.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's a lot that we don't know that you guys are doing down south, and we're glad you did express your opinion. That's what it's all about. Hopefully, your guys will get on and start talking. Hey, man, we do want to run quarter mile. You know, we'll have a quarter mile,
oh, yeah.
8 mile race or something. But we want to come up north and race you guys quarter mile.
Hey, that's the way it starts.
Right.
I know this show don't talk about the street racing. But it's still a lot of it out there. You know, you're trying to get them off the street and get them to the track. And, you got thousands and thousands of guys that are still just running the street. And then now you got them coming to the track because of these shows. Because they hear y'all
right.
saying, you know, you telling them, hey, don't do it. Yeah, we did it. They listening at y'all telling the story and Big Drag and telling how he got his license took and this and that and all these folks talking about it. And then they sitting back like, dang, man, I didn't know that could happen. And, you know, now they're saying, let's take our bus to the track. So it's a thing that started up over here on Tuesday night. They're starting to let them in the track. About $5. Let them run their streetcar, all streetcar. And that thing be packed. And I'm just saying it just because of the shows. I know it's because
right.
of the show. You know, because people that don't even know about drag racing go back and tell them what they heard on the show. Man, y'all need to quit that because the cops be doing this and doing that, looking for you over here. You can kill somebody and all that. And it travels. That's the great thing about it.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That last crazy word, fellowship. I think these shows are fellowshipping as well as it is when we see each other in person. Yeah.
I have to say, Uncle Larry is a good man. When you meet him, you got a friend for life, you got an uncle for life. Well, gentlemen, if you guys want, we can do final comments or we can keep on going. It's up to you guys. It's totally up to you guys what you guys want to do. But I appreciate everybody calling in and voicing their opinions. And like I say, your mic will not get muted on this show. We're going to discuss it. Get it right. Uncle Larry, are you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm still there, Kevin.
Okay, so you want to do final comments or how you want to do it? We'll keep it going or what?
Sure, I'll do my final comment. Man, it was a good show, man, and glad we got a chance to have our own discussion that we normally have, and hoping that we can get some other people to come on in and blend in with what's going on, because we're gonna try to keep it drag racing, you know. And the most important thing about it all, man, is that
We all need each other, man. So we all we got to do is just keep on pulling at it and trying to keep pulling it together, man. And I'm a good show.
I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, and that's our prayers went out to Tao and his family tonight. I think next week he'll pick it up. And fam, man, we really appreciate you calling in, Mr. B and Cadillac Joe and a kid, Terry. You know, I mean, guys, just you know, call, this is what this show is about, to voice your opinion. You know, a voice your opinion.
Well, I appreciate y'all letting me talk. And,
anytime.
It was a good show. And like I said, I'm sorry to come on and talk as much as I did. But hey,
No, you're
just,
fine.
But I was just letting you know, I enjoy it. So y'all have a good night and a blessed night. And I'll talk to y'all on the next one.
All right, Fran, I'm going to get your number to Terry and Uncle Larry and make sure they get your number to contact you.
Anytime. They may call me anytime. No problem.
Damn. What do with the phone? No, I have the phone here somewhere. I got my phone outside, didn't I? Oh, it's right here.